Welcome to Champion Mindset Show with your hosts, Coach EO and Steve the Dean Williams. Champion Game. Yeah, that's right. Mr. Overton is a worldwide empowerment coach for men and leadership coach for women. His no-nonsense approach to the game, along with originality, is acclaimed. It's refreshing in a world full of copycats and phonies. He's a public speaker and book author. His motto, it begins and ends with the man. Coach EO will flash the light on your bullshit. There's no escaping the truth. Are you ready to unleash the champion within? If so, Coach Overton is the man for the job. With over 30 years teaching the game, Steve the Dean Williams is teaching every single man not how to think like him, but to think for himself. By showing every man he's the only one of his kind based off his fingerprint. So, if that's the case, why not learn your own language? His motto is, the game will never be about women. The call-in number is 563-999-3056. That's 563-999-3056. If you have a question, just put a Q in the chat. Are you ready? Because now it is game time.
All right, we're here. Eek, you hear me, brother?
Yeah, man. What's going on, brother? Man, how you doing?
Another great day, man. Another great day, man.
Yeah, busy one, man. Busy one, man. Almost didn't make the show.
Absolutely. Oh, had stuff to do with stuff.
Hey, real quick, shout out to the Man Mindset, man. Shout out to the Man Mindset. Shout out to Champion Game Productions. And shout out to everybody in the chat room, man. Yeah. SNO in there doing that work for me. I also got the members in there. I think we got Unique in there also, as always, putting in this work. We appreciate it. So,
well, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, man, we got a show tonight. Something kind of different.
No, I think it's going to be a very interesting show to be able to teach them some stuff that they've never probably heard. I got some stuff they probably never heard. I'm sure you do too. So you go ahead and start this, man. So you got it, man. Go, bro.
All right. So it's not too late to go on tonight to the fellas. You know, it's not too late. Shit, it's only 7 here, so it could be 5. You in Cali, it's 5 o'clock. So, you know, tonight is a good night to go out. I've gone out. I would say over the course of my player career, I probably went out maybe 3 times. That's max on Valentine's Day. It was always kind of after work, quick drinks, you know, things like that. But always met up with some chicks. The downside to it is that usually women that go out tonight, there's ups and downs. Sometimes they go out with a bad attitude because, you know, they ain't got no man. Nobody wants them. The dude that she did want, you know, flaked on her, ghosted her, so he ain't buy her shit. So see, you're going to meet a mixed bag full of people on Valentine's Day. Now, clearly, we're going to talk about bar game in general, but I'm kind of referring to Valentine's Day because tonight you could – if you get out tonight, you could make some moves. So I did write down or I jotted down earlier – actually, I did it in the 6 o'clock hour – like 10 things that guys can do when they go out to bars in general. Now, I'll say just a couple and we'll throw it to Steve the Dean, but these are practical things, very practical. Nothing that's going to make it, you know, this is like intermediate level game right here, but sometimes that's good. So the number one thing, I'll start with number one, it kind of goes in this order, is body language. When you're out at a bar, you want to make sure that you exhibit strong body language. Women are indirect creatures, so they're not going to, like, you know, come up to you and start talking. They're going to kind of give you indications, call them choosing signals in the game. But women are going to they're looking around, as they're enjoying themselves, and they're also looking at men, because women want men. Women want to have sex. Women want a man's energy. So this is what she's going to do. She's going to look around and she's going to see who's the strongest dude in this group. Now, she won't really know that until you start talking. She's just kind of scoping you. But one thing you want to focus on is having strong posture, good posture, and good, strong, masculine body language. So that's one thing I'll start off with.
Well, okay. What I want to start off with for the guys out there, and like he was right, there's different kind of women out there, but you have to understand that there are also women out there that are going to be more aggressive. And I know a lot of guys cannot handle aggressive women. You know, you got a lot of people are free from COVID and stuff like that. And what I wanted to talk to y'all guys about is that before you walk out the door, this is where everything goes wrong, is because you guys don't walk out the door to have fun. You don't walk out the door to be interesting. You're walking out the door for sex, which is okay, but here's the problem. The problem with that is your eyes become bigger than your stomach, so to speak. Because then when you get around a woman, you still feel like you have to prove something to the woman. You feel like you have to beg the woman. And like E's saying, before you even walk up to the woman, we make statements. Myself and E and I, King's English, E and I, we don't go to the bar just to go to a bar. We go to have a good time, and when the time is right, we make statements. And they and the thing is that a lot of you guys have not even taken the time to build statements to yourselves, to even know yourself, to know what you want. So then when you meet the woman, you'll be able to show her what you want. And real quick, last thing I want to say is, see, the beautiful thing about game that E and I are showing you is that the statements that you make have to be blended in who you are, why you, what does she get out of you, why should she work for your dick, and also be blended in your concept and how you see yourself. Because if you just go to a bar on the surface level, sure, anybody on the internet can tell you just to walk into a bar and say this to a person, but we want to show you the depth of why, and not only why, but how it can work, of why it's not working for you. Because a lot of guys, they can go out right now. They have enough time. They can go out right now, and they're going to meet a multitude of women. But I'll use E real quick, E as an example. E can go to a bar. Let's say 40 years ago, E, or whatever, right? So E can go to a bar, okay, and it doesn't matter.
E now, right?
Well, I say E now. I'm just saying, I'm too respect for S and no, you know what I mean? Just being respectful. But no, what I'm saying is that E of old could go to any bar if there are single women, women wanting to cheat on their man, aggressive women, mean women, nice women, funds and freaks and all that other stuff, because E goes into the building for E. He doesn't go in with added pressure saying, I have to have sex. And last thing I want to say is the reason why he doesn't have to have sex, gentlemen, and write this down, because he is sex. And that's what y'all understand. You don't have to want sex when you know that you magnify sex by the statements, how you move and how you talk, E. You got it, brother.
Yeah, no, 100%. Everything you said is true. And I'll name some practical things that guys can do, and then you can kind of go to the deep stuff.
Yes.
You know, we both teach that deep stuff too, but sometimes these guys don't understand like practicality and like simple things. Like they could overthink the shit and go out and just blow the whole thing up. So what you said is 100% true. You got to go out to have a good time. I should say never. I always had it in mind. I'm going to put a bitch in my back pocket tonight. But I always thought, I'm a dress dope. That goes into number two, is look fly, man. Now, that doesn't mean you got to go above and beyond and be showing a Hermes belt buckle and Gucci and all that shit. No, just wear clothes that make you feel good, that you move good around in, just in case you're going to do a little dance or whatever. But wear clothes that fit you well. And this is important, too. So, you know, that and then number – and there's a bonus to that, is put here, don't stay with your group the whole time. So, for example, let's say you go out with, like, three dudes, all right? You guys go into place, maybe look around, but I want you to kind of, like, distance yourself from the group. Like, demonstrate that you can be without the group, that you can do shit without the group. Maybe you see somebody you recognize, you tell your homies, yo, I'll be right back, I saw someone I know. That doesn't mean, like, you have to walk up with them. So, because women are watching everything. They're watching, like, who's the alpha of that group right there? They may not be thinking that. They may not be like thinking, okay, I'm looking for an alpha tonight. but they can pick up on who's the strongest of the group. So if you are going out with some of your friends, it's not that you want to outdo them. You just want to be yourself. So the women are looking, just like we look at groups of women. We could see three women sitting at a bar or sitting at a table, and we're thinking, all right, that's Fat Betty right there, and she's probably a cock block, but we'll find out. Maybe she's sweet. Then the one in the middle looks like she just got off work. She got, like, uniform-style clothing on. All right, so, you know, maybe not her tonight. But shorty to her right is nice, okay? She's nice. That's the one I'm going to go for. So if you want to be very, very aware of your surroundings, who's in there, and you also want to make sure that you demonstrate strength, which goes back to that first point that I mentioned.
Yeah, and also what I would say to guys is you got to understand the rules of even entering the building. what y'all don't understand is that every woman is kind of eyeing the door. And what a lot of y'all guys don't know is that they're sizing you up based off of what you do. And there are three kind of things that you guys do that show the woman who you are. Now, the first guy that'll walk in, if he goes to the bar, that's the guy that needs liquid courage to be able to go talk to a woman. The guy that goes into the bathroom, that's the guy that's nervous. He's got to pee before he gets into this. And then the creepy guy is the one that gets in and just posts up against the wall and just sits there and just looks around. Remember, guys, these women are sizing you up. They're looking for either a partner or a sex partner, but they're watching your behaviors. And that's why I always tell them, E, when I go in there, I'm talking to the first group of beautiful women I see. As soon as I walk in, I'm talking to the women. Ladies, what's going on? How y'all ladies doing? You know, I'm going to talk to you later on. And that's how I move. Why? Because later on, they will run in, and I've had it several times. They will ask me about the women that I were talking to before because they eye the guys that kind of have the experience versus the guys that don't. And then after E, I'm going to talk about what do you do when they have guy friends, because some women going to have women going to have guys along. But E, what's your next one, man?
Yeah, I just want to tell the chat room, too, like, beware from, like, you know, like, bashing women tonight or even having any hate speech. Like, the dangerous is kind of getting borderline right there. I know what he means, but we're trying to help guys out tonight. We don't hate women over here. So, you know, of course, we want to go out and have a good time. That's the man mindset. That's the champion way. Yeah. But we never want to act like, you know, like we're ignoring bitches, because that's another problem, too.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We want to go out and have a good time. But we also, if there's an opportunity, we're going to seize it, because that's what we do.
Absolutely.
So I just want to make sure tonight we're not bashing any women and shit like that, because that's really not what we want to do here.
Yeah.
The next thing that I want to talk about, too, is there's going to come a moment in time where you're going to have to make eye contact with a female. And so you want to make sure that you don't look at her, they look away. You know, if there's a chick that you like and she's checking you out, hold eye contact. Hold it long enough, but not crazy. Don't look at her like a creep and shit with your eyes bulged out. Look at her like casually, like maybe tilt your head to the side, look at her, but don't break contact. Let her break contact. Trust me, she should break contact before you do. If you do, it shows a signal of weakness in you. So if you're looking at the female, look at her. If you catch her attention, she catches yours. Look at her. Give her a little head nod or something, a little smirk, and just look at her. And then that's kind of the initial hello, the nonverbal hello is the eye contact and kind of like the stare, not a creepy stare, but just a steady look at her with a smirk and a head nod. So make sure, because this is, again, this is like the hello before the hello.
Yeah, but the hello has to, the hello before the hello, E, has to come with a set of statements, gentlemen.
Of course.
Yeah,
course.
No, I agree. Yes. You're right, E. Yeah. You got to remember, when that woman is looking at you and you look at her, it's go time. It is that moment right there she's focused on you, and what you do or what you don't do is going to be the difference between you buying a bunch of drinks for her and she leaves with somebody else, or she sits with you and has maybe one drink and say, let's get out of here. E, you got it, brother.
No, that's 100% true. Let me just jump in. Like I said, I put some notes down. Okay, you're going to get ready to walk over there in a minute, but make sure first you put some cologne on, okay, because this is very important. Steve, you're pitching that Allure by Chanel. Great fragrance. That's a great one, and women love that shit. So make sure that you have scent on, because women pick up on scent quickly, and they compliment you too. If you smell good, she'll tell you. Women will tell you. If you got the look down, you got the body language down, you got your posture down, you're not afraid to look at her, kind of give her a head nod, let her know that you see her, that you see her looking at you too. Next thing is you better make sure that you have fragrance on, and I'm not talking two sprays. I'm talking that she's got to be able to smell you. Okay, put enough on that she can smell you, all right? So that's the next thing. Before you walk up, there's like sound checks. Steve says this all the time, the sound check. I also talk about preparing in advance. So make sure you have cologne on, guys. It is really, really important.
Yeah, Russ.
Yeah, he's sensitive.
Russ. You're missing the point of what we're trying to say. We're trying to show these guys. We didn't say nothing about fucking Valentine's Day, big dog. We didn't say anything about wearing red or having a heart on your fucking shirt and acknowledging the day. We're saying that all the elks and zebras and gazelles and shit are going to be in a building that says single events, brother. Stay fucking on point, bro. Come on, man. Stay on point.
He's falling off a little bit, and that's okay. Yeah. He'll get right back on. Nothing to get mad about.
It's all good, but stay the fuck on point, dog. We trying to listen, here's my problem is, if we got to stop our show to fucking talk to you, you're taking away from everybody else. So just stay on point, dog. Stay on point. Anyway, like I was saying, back to what you were saying about the clones and all that other stuff. Gentlemen, what I'm saying is, yes, absolutely have that. You got to smell good. Make sure you check your breath. Breath has to be on point. That's why I always say, if you can, either have Listerine strips or like dentine ice. I always get the black pack back then because your breath one, it needs to be smelled.
The best gum, dude. That's the best gum right there. Dentine ice is the best gum.
I used to, because before I used to go to Starbucks, used to have these little mints, right? And what my mentor told me is that when you take those little Altoid mints, they're coffee mints, they're really powerful. Like when you eat the pussy, it opens. I'm sorry. That's a whole different story. Anyways, getting back to the
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it, bro. We just want to make sure that we're not giving off any kind of angry vibes in here. Because remember, this is for every day of the year, 365.
Yeah, it's
if
all day.
If you want to go out tonight and pick up a lonely Valentine's Day chick, then he can do that. But anytime you go out, this is kind of like general principles for going out.
Yeah, and you'll have to understand, a lot of these women are feeling some kind of way. And this is to your benefit. A lot of these women don't get roses. Like today at work, there were a lot of women that bought flowers for themselves so they didn't feel stupid with the women that got flowers and shit from people. There are a lot of women who are very insecure, who don't feel good about themselves, so they want to feel something. And this is why there's a little more desperation in these women, because they're willing to give up the sex to be around technically a man. You know what I mean? What say you, man?
100%. Hey, the call line's over, right?
Oh, yeah, the lines are over. Yeah,
You guys call in with your questions, man.
Yeah,
all
right, we got one.
We
just got one. Okay,
we'll take it.
You got like fucking ESP. All right, error code 404. What's your question, man? What's up?
Hey, this is China.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I wanted to tell EO he's doing a good job. I be in the clouds a lot. And I wanted to say this real quick.
What's up, girl? How you doing?
Hey, EO. You know, I listen to you a lot. I just be in the clouds, just checking in and listening. You give great advice. And I will say this about a man that has cologne, right? When it kind of like catches us off guard. So it's like we walk by you. Off rip, we can smell you, especially if you have on some what's that cologne I like? It's the same cologne that I like, and I can tell if a man is wearing that, okay, he's different from all the others, because a lot of men smell like sweat. Like, let me just put it out there. A lot of men smell like sweat, and when you have cologne, you smell different. You kind of, like, stand out, because a lot of men don't wear cologne, and it piques her curiosity. That's what men want. You want a woman to pique her curiosity. When she look at you, she want to know, is there something about him? And your cologne just off-rip tells the whole story, to the point that a lot of women fantasize, right? And another thing I would say, and somebody put that in the chat, one of your moderators, he said shoes. A certain type of woman, she deals with a man, she looks directly at his feet. It's two things we look at, your face and your feet. And if you're so polished, and let's say you're dealing with a woman, like, I'm going to say like myself because I'm a very polished woman, right? If you're polished way more than me, then I'm thinking to myself, damn, I got to go harder, because he's already up there. So what that tells me is I got to go harder. Maybe I need to lose some more weight. Maybe I need to change my hair. Maybe I need to take off some of the makeup. Maybe I need to change my outfit, because he's already polished. His stuff is already together. And you want the woman to question herself when she's dealing with you. That's the idea. So I just wanted to say that.
All right.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thanks for the call in, Shannon. Thank you.
All right, guys. I want to call in. Number is 563-999-3056, and we are trying to teach y'all how to handle today, and not just today, every day. If you go out, what do they call that after hours? I forgot the name.
Happy hour.
Thank you. Not after hours. Happy hours.
Happy hours.
Absolutely. Yeah. So if y'all got any questions, guys, put a Q in there. We'll grab your questions, and we'll post any questions that you have. So,
All right, I'll jump into my next one because the last one was scent. And she's right about shoes, but I don't want to go overboard with the look thing. But as you know, I'm always talking about looking fly, but not for a woman. Yes, for a woman, we have you in mind, but we do it number one for ourselves because this is for us. But the next thing is now you made the eye contact, you smell good, she noticed you. Now you got to walk up. I mean, you have to walk up. So you walk up to her, and this is kind of like what I used to teach in sales. I was a sales trainer all the time, that you generally want to greet people like non-business related. So you don't necessarily want to greet them with something that sounds scripted or like you're selling them something. So the same thing when you walk up to a woman, you want to say something, and you want to say it confidently. And maybe you can walk up. I'll give you one example of a thousand I got in my back pocket. But you want to say something like, I figured we'd stop this staring contest. I come over and say hello. So you want to kind of walk up and tell her something like that. Like, hey, I figured we would stop this staring contest. So I come up and say, hello, what's your name? Nice to meet you. And then you introduce yourself. Get her name, introduce yourself, and now you begin talking. But you have to walk up. If you just look at her and you do a head nod and you're smirking at her and she's looking at you, if you don't walk up, it doesn't even matter. So now you got to walk up.
Yeah, just a Matthew Biss statement. You didn't think that women had to compete with a man. Y'all see, that's what game. This is what y'all understand, man. Women are always competing against other women for men, and they want guys that know what they're doing. The more experience you have when you walk in there, all eyes on you. And when a woman sees another woman, that's where the challenge becomes in, because if the opportunity presents itself, she's going to position herself to get in front of you, so then she can go and compete against the other woman. So again, this is how deep game is. I mean, a lot of people out here, y'all are so busy pandering to women and so busy trying to beg for pussy and so busy trying to win her over and all this other stuff. And you don't have to do that when you have game. You don't have to work hard. Y'all work way too hard to not get any results because y'all are looking at everything the wrong way. E, what say you on that, bro?
Just laughing, bro, because you're right about that, man. You know, yeah, the thing is you want to just be light and in a good mood. And again, guys today got bad social skills. They don't know how to talk.
Yes.
They're mad at women. They're afraid of women.
Yeah.
You're afraid to get rejected by her, man. Again, you're just walking up and just saying hello. Again, when you walk up to women, you don't have to be thinking, I want to smash her tonight. What if you look in her mouth or some shit, or she got a funky smell? Now she's disqualified, right? I mean, you're not going to make an exception for a stanky bitch, are you? So what I'm saying is that you're just kind of like being yourself. You're living in the moment. That kind of goes into another thing that's a little bit down the list. But let me get to the next one.
Sure.
Don't ask her too many questions. Okay, guys will start talking about, well, did you work today? What do you do for a living? Like, fuck all that. You wanna only talk about things that pertain to what is happening in this moment. And I got another example. This is what I used to do. I would introduce myself to women, say something like I said before, something very casual, but say it in a sensual way. And I would grab her by the hand and say, listen, I want to go play some music. Let's go play some music at the jukebox. And I would literally invite a woman to come with me to the jukebox. I'll hand her $10. I'll say, here, here's $10. Play some music for me. And I would literally let her walk up to the jukebox. I would kind of stand or sit maybe 2-3 feet away from her and just watch her play music.
Yeah.
That's a player move, and you got to do that. So if you're in a bar that has a jukebox, give her $10. Trust me. Do this. Just say, listen, I want to hear some good music. Let's go to the jukebox. Come with me. Take her right over to the jukebox and say, here, here's 10, throw it in there. I want you to play one song for me first, and I just kind of want to see what kind of music you like. Go ahead and run through that $10.
Yeah, and then, guy, y'all got to, man, y'all need some help.
Big time.
All right, let me explain something, E-Love. Man, y'all, you don't,
calls,
you
bro.
Don't yell in her fucking face. There's something called being smooth, E-Love. The smooth ones don't yell at her face. They slide in her ear, brother. They all hear in this area, in her ear, whispering in her ear, talking in her ear, pulling back. And then if she's got something to say, she'll lean in and be in your ear. And that's how it works. You don't sit there and yell at somebody's in face. There ain't no stinky breath over loud music because you're talking in their ear. He would say you, man.
Well, that's actually on my list, but, you know, these guys are really showing how inexperienced they are, man. A lot of these guys talk like they've done a lot of this shit, but I know for a fact they haven't done none of this shit.
Hell no.
You just hear real players talk about shit that they've done, and then you go and try to regurgitate it. You know, I'm not trying to be mean and shit, but that's really the truth. And then you try to backstep it once we call you out on it and say, oh, I stay in her ear. Like, man, you just gave it away with the first comment,
the
man.
First
just
statement.
Chill and just get
the
this fucking
statement.
Knowledge, man.
Yeah.
Call in, by the way. Call line is open. Where was I at? So, and here's, let me back to my other point real quick. The reason why I used to do that is because I wanted to give her her first assignment and see how well she took it. So again, it all comes back to coaching and qualifying if this woman is going to be on my program. So after I introduce, I say, listen, I want to hear some music. Come with me. Tell your friend you'll be right back. And I would say, come on. We would walk over to the jukebox, and I would throw it a 10. And the reason why I'm doing, you think I really want to hear the fucking song? Fuck that song. I mean, sure, I might want to listen to it, but I heard it 1,000 times. The reason why I'm doing that is to make sure to see how receptive is she to following my instructions. That's the first one.
What is a bulk? What is that, a volcano? What the fuck is that?
Too much, bro.
What is that?
I was in a club recently, approached a girl and having convo. She ended up doing a volcano. I don't know, bro. I don't even know what that is.
Wait, brother, let us know. Let us know before we
call in. Just call in, man. Call.
Yeah, let us know, because I don't know what a volcano is. I don't that you broke my brain with that one. What is ended up doing a volcano? What does that mean? Let us call in or let us know what that means, because again, we're here to help you. And what y'all don't understand, gentlemen, there are women watching y'all right now, watching y'all say.
No, they're watching us.
Well, they're watching us. But
no, I got you.
Okay, yeah. So that means she vomited. Okay, Raymond said she vomited. I guess. I guess that means her vomiting on you. I don't know. But what we're saying to you is this. Make sure you make statements that everybody can understand, not that just you understand, okay? Because if you don't, I don't fucking know what a volcano is. I've never heard of no shit like that. I don't know what that means, dog. I don't know. Everybody's coming up with their own idea what it means, but you got it. I just saw that. It was like, what the fuck is that, man? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's only one. I mean, if a girl threw up on you, I mean, didn't you study her for a little bit? I mean, I ain't going to go holler at no drunk bitch.
Well, why did he say
you
that?
Know, I mean, if a chick is drunk, man, you stay away from her, bro. Like real talk.
Yeah, why are you even talking? Yeah, and there's nothing right. Okay, guys, for me, I don't like women that smoke. I don't like women that smoke, and I don't like women that are drunk. I will always tell you guys, stay away from drunk women, even though you weirdos, they're easier, but I don't want y'all to get in trouble. So if she's drunk, stay away from her. If you know she's slurring her words, walk away, okay? Go ahead.
Yeah. All right, so here comes the simps and the women haters they won't like this one. Okay, let me make sure I'm in focus here real quick to make sure I'm good. All right, cool. All right, so again, we introduce ourselves. We're gauging attraction. We're gauging how she's looking at us. If she's looking at us in a certain way, she's smiling and shit. Now we know the chick is attracted to us. We walk her to the jukebox. We put her on assignment. She's playing music, having a good time, you know, fucking looking back at us, smiling and stuff. You like this song? Asking us. Yeah, it's cool. Go ahead. Keep playing them. Put her on assignment. The next thing is buy the two of you a drink. I'm going to say that. Buy the two of you a drink. Don't say, hey, let me buy you a drink. It's about presentation. Now you see there's some interest here. I can pull this broad, all right? Then you say, listen, I'm gonna get us around. What are you drinking? And then, or you, if you know what you're drinking, she's drinking, then say, listen, I'm gonna get us another round. Buy one round. I'm not telling you to buy several. I'm not telling you to buy her friend's drinks. I'm telling you to at least buy one round for this woman. Okay, do that. Buy one round of drinks. Again, if you're not gauging attraction, she's not talking to you, she's ignoring you, you're talking to her, she's looking the other way, she's not really giving you her attention, then don't do it. I'm talking about if this woman is showing interest indicators, then buy a drink for the both of you. Not just her. Buy both of you a drink.
Yeah, let me give a shout out. Oh, let me show the super chat. We have another question here. But shout out to Coach Jay with the super chat. Thank you.
Thank you, bro.
Shout out. Appreciate the kind words, brother. Thank you very much, man. So, see, and to pick up what you're saying, see, this is why I don't understand you guys. All right. When we're out hunting, when I'm with my boy, even if I'm hunting by myself, I know my area in the spots that are hot, the hot spots. But I also know, E, I always, even before this holiday or whatever, this Valentine thing, even before Valentine's Day, I would always have $60 when I went to the club. And I'll tell you why. And a lot of people don't understand the game that I'm running right here, but I would give 20 to the bouncer because I know I'm going to need him eventually. I would give 20 to the bartender that fixed me my orange juice and pineapple and Sprite, my bitch drink. And then I would give 20 to the DJ. Now, for the average guy, y'all don't even see the moves that I'm making here because not only have I set myself up when I walk in and there's a line in there, I get to go up first. When I want a song played, I talk like he was saying with the jukebox, if I want a song played, I just tell the DJ, hey, DJ, flip that song on. And how you think it's going to feel when I'm at the bar with the woman and he brings my drink to me without me even having to say anything, guys? And, you know, then there's more to get to know the owner of the club after that to get RSV, you know, getting the hot spots, you know, the RSVP areas and stuff like that. But I'm just saying for you guys out there, it's like you've got to have – there's got to be some presentation to you because every guy there – is just a cookie cutter of another guy. There's got to be something that has to stand you out when you're at that bar. And if you're at that bar, if you're going to the same places and you're sound checking and you're doing your rehearsals, all I've been telling you, you know the bartender. So you know what's going on. And ladies, guys, you don't believe how smooth it is when the motherfucking bartender brings you your drink and you don't even have to say anything. E, what say you, brother?
Yeah, 100%. This is something you and I both teach on. That would be really useful, like in clubs and stuff like that,
yes,
or bigger. If you're like at a little bar and shit, I'm kind of talking
little,
to these guys
not little, okay,
tonight, a little confined, like,
okay,
you know, not hole in the walls, but little pubs and shit,
okay, okay,
you know, where it's intimate, that kind of thing. And that,
okay,
could, of course, work too if they got a DJ that night. But that's true. You always want to get to know staff. It is very important that you make a connection with staff. Even here's another thing, and Steve probably knows about this too. I think I've heard you say things like this. Tip well to the waiter at the beginning. This is what you want to do. You want to if you're there and you make kind of a connect with the bartender, hey, what's good? I've seen you here a couple of times. Appreciate the service. What you do is you order your drink first or for you and your boy and tip them really well or her well at the beginning. And then at that point, they're going to be looking for you. They're going to be looking for you. They're going to know what you're drinking. Shit, but another, you know, and you're going to get preferential treatment. So it's always good to tip well at the very first, if you're going to stay there a while. If you're not going to stay there a while, then I still suggest you tip well anyway. But if you're going to stay there for a minute, then tip well at the very first drink. I'm talking, I'll leave it up to you. There were times I would tip maybe 40 right away. Just boom, throw 20s down. Those are for you. And then kind of you have like this big shot mentality to you. So when you're ordering drinks or whatever, they're going to give you preferential treatment. They're going to be looking for you. And so, and plus they're working, man. You want to take care of these people that are serving you.
Yeah.
There was something else that
we
I wanted to
calls.
Mention.
Okay.
Let's get to the calls.
Yeah, we got two calls and everybody that's asked a question that put a queue in there. We're collecting all your questions. So just bear with us. We take calls first. 518, then 917. 518, what's your question, sir?
How you doing?
What's up, man? What's your question?
Hi, my question is, all right, let's say I meet her at the bar like we're talking about. Let's say I don't have a business card on me. Should I always try to give her my number, or is it okay to ask for her number? I know not to ask for their Instagram. Of late, the last two women I approached.
Why would you ask for a number? Tell me why you would ask. Why would you hate yourself so much that you would beg
That's
and panic?
I would
number. I'm just asking you. Why
I
would you ask
the number?
Hold on, sir. You just ask us, should I ask for her number? I'm asking you, why would you hate yourself so much to even ask that question? Why would you ask her for her number?
So I would give her my number is what you're saying.
There you go, sir.
But here's another question. Why are you rushing to give a woman your number, bro? Like, this is what y'all do today, I noticed. Y'all just want to hurry up and say, what's your Snapchat? What's your Instagram? Let me get your number real quick. Like, can you, like, keep your number in your pocket for a minute and start talking to this motherfucker?
Yeah.
Like, what is it about y'all that just want to run and just hurry up and exchange numbers?
Okay.
I mean,
so,
this is a real question.
So more just talk to her, feel out her vibe and everything like that. And then at the end of the interaction,
okay,
I wouldn't maybe not even get ask for a number or give her my number.
I call her. I'm gonna give you an example. I hate to put you on the spot, yeah, but you got to be on the spot on this one, okay? Because you can't have a, when you're talking to a woman, there is no Twix moment where you can pull out a Twix, freeze time, and back out of what you're saying. You're at the bar with a chick right now. You're sitting next to her. What are you saying to her?
Okay, so we've already made the eye contact, and I came up.
She's at the bar. You sat right there. You're sitting down now. What are you saying to her?
I say, how are you doing? I like your energy.
Wait. Is this like what energy are you seeing? Is there a halo? Right. Is there a halo, or is there a force field around her that you can see that everybody else can't see, sir?
But that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't come up to her unless we already made a little bit of eye contact before.
She looked at you. Okay, let's say she looked at you, sat down. That's the first thing coming out of your mouth.
No, I would probably say something along the lines of what you guys said earlier, like, hey, how you doing?
No. Those are not about
your name.
No, stop. Okay, hold on.
You ain't going to say all that.
No, you ain't going to say all that. So stop lying to yourself and just listen. I'm trying to show you. This is why y'all lose. You don't know what you're doing right now. Again, I'm going to give you that. She looks at you. Hey, she even smiled at you. Now, you're sitting at the bar. What are you going to say to her?
I would go up to her and I'd say, how are you doing? What's your name?
Okay, she says her name is Gladys.
Gertrude.
Well,
I don't know.
Kimberly. All right, Kimberly. Her name is Kimberly. What are you doing next? Her name's Kimberly.
I would say, hi, Kimberly. I said, what brings you out tonight?
Do you really care what brings her out tonight?
And that's kind of the obvious, man. Don't ask obvious questions. Like, she's drinking with her friend at the bar. Like that. Don't ask obvious shit.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right. And I'm just wanting you to say, understand this. Everything that comes out of your mouth shows her what you're like in the bedroom. Please understand this. If you have experience, you're not talking to women like this.
Mike, appreciate the 50 real quick. I don't mean to cut off my Dean, Dean, but 50 on the Michael, we appreciate it. Gentlemen,
thanks,
as always, I appreciate the value. We thank you for that, Michael.
Thank you, Michael. Now, and listen, young man, we're not trying to make you look bad, but we're trying to give you just a teachable moment.
Hey, that's why I'm calling into the show. That's
it's all good. I'm just saying that where do you think you pushing the number and all that's going to fall in at and what you're saying?
Okay, well, I'm not going to go up there and say, hey, here's my number. I was saying at the end of the interaction, and then let's say I want to meet up with this person later on, would I then say, hey, if I don't have a business card, I would say, hey, here's my number. Reach out to me the next day with your free, and I'll plan something for us.
Okay, but what is – okay.
Real quick. What is it with guys coming over here trying to white knight for other dudes that we're talking to?
Yeah,
I'm starting to see this in the comments section.
Yeah.
People are talking shit like Steve's going on. Hey, man, that's Steve's coaching style, and if you don't like it, then don't be here.
Yeah.
Real talk. I'm going to say this in advance. If I'm doing a show with Steve or we're doing a Sunday show, if you don't like the way Steve – this is his teaching style, and it works for him. So respect his craft. This is how he fucking teaches, all right? And if you got to get in your feeling, hey, they're calling in. We're not telling you it's going to be easy. We're going to go in on you, all right? But at the end, we're going to say good job that you called in and you handled what we did to you. So I just want to say that. Guys, stop coming over here and white knighting for other dudes, man. For real. We don't need that shit over here.
That's fine. You guys can go hard.
Yeah, no doubt. But give him a break. Give him a break from what?
We haven't even said anything yet, man. This ain't shit.
No, he's like, give him a break.
Can I say something real quick?
Yes, sir.
I worked for a sales company, right? And so we had a sales training the other day. And the guy, the, you know, main sales guy of the region came in, and, you know, he was pretty hard. We did a cold approach, everything like that, door-to-door sales, whatever. And so one thing that they say in the sales was, like, lead with empathy. But I don't know if that would be the same with talking with women. I don't know if she'd want to lead with empathy.
Go ahead.
Can I draw on something real quick?
No,
okay. Let me tell you, that's not wrong, okay? But back to your number thing. Here's the best salesmen are selling, and you don't even know it, okay? You don't even know they're selling. even if you add, even if you get the number, you're going or not get it because we don't teach that. But if there's a number exchange, it's got to be so smooth that it doesn't even feel like you're getting her number or you're not giving her a number. You're talking to the chick. Let's say a big thing about like meeting a girl in a bar is really if you notice a chick that you want to talk to, before you go talk to her, like get next to her. Go position yourself next to her. Like stand next to her at the bar. Let her like smell you. Mm-hmm. Give her a minute to like just feel you next to her. Sometimes your arm can brush up against the chick and she's like, oh shit. And then she's like, damn, where'd this motherfucker come from? And then now you start talking to her. You might say like, oh, those Moscow Mules, those are pretty good drinks. I had one of those the other day. You like those, huh? Like, you don't even have to really open. You don't even have to open with, hey, how you doing? My name is Scott. What's your name? Brittany, nice to meet you. Like, you don't have to open like that. It could just be something like an observation that you make about what she's drinking, what she's wearing, something. But it could be where you just brush up against her intentionally, of course, okay? And that could start the conversation. And the second thing is salesmen are always closing. Everything that they say is a close. Oh, you don't even know they're closing. Like that was what I used to hear all the time. How the fuck did you sell me some shit? I didn't even feel like you were closing me because it's an art and you don't even know it. But I am giving you something that you want. But I just did it in a way that made you feel extremely safe and comfortable. And so even when you're getting the number or exchanging the number, rather, it's got to be something like this. Listen, this was dope, us meeting. I tell you what, why don't we hook up a little later tonight? Put my number in your phone real quick.
Yeah.
So it doesn't feel like you're asking for it. It's just real casual and shit. Yeah. It's that congruency that we talk about.
Yeah, and a caller. And 917, hold on, we got you, brother. Okay, we'll bring you in 1 second, 917. I always teach the guys, my saying is when I talk to a woman, I'm just trying to make her smile, laugh, blush, think, react. I just want to hit those five things. Once I hit those five things, like E said, once I hit those things, I'm good. I've already separated myself from everybody else. So at that point, I always call it like the stock. You know, when it's as high as point, I'm selling. I'm dropping out. At that point, I'm saying, you know what? You know, everything is good. You know, I like good time. Young man, always have your information with you, okay? Don't make no excuses. Your fuck bag, you should have your cards in your fuck bag in your car. You should always have your
I'll be honest, I don't have a card. Do you think that's something you should get as a card?
Okay.
Of course.
Let me tell you why, because I talked to another guy earlier today. You're not in junior high or high school anymore where you're like, hey, can I get a napkin and can I get a piece of paper? Men have business cards with their number on it. And if she asks you why you have a business card, because I'm too old to ask the bartender for a piece of paper. That's not me. So what I'm saying is have your numbers. Look, prepare. That's what E talks about all the time as well. Be prepared, man. Y'all are not even prepared for the interactions that you have with these women, young man.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about clock management in a minute, but let me say this, this super chat. William, a surefire way to get your date's interest up, when the bartender server treats you like a celebrity, of course, and that's prep game. You do all that in advance and shit.
Yes.
You know, she don't even see a lot of that stuff, but it's good that she does see it too. Real quick, I want to talk about clock game. Pardon me. You want to ask subtle questions like, hey, so you got to work tomorrow? Okay, like you're just talking to her like, hey, so you got to work tomorrow? And then she's like, actually, I'm off tomorrow. So now you're thinking, all right, bet it's 10:30 right now. This night might go a little later for her. So you don't have to close right now. You don't have to close just yet. You could come back to her. You can make a good connection and shit and come back to her or like I said, say, listen, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to go bounce to see somebody else real quick. But this was cool. Since you don't got to work tomorrow, meet me for one before you go home. Okay, so this is like clock management. You're already kind of qualifying. All right, she's going to be out for a little bit longer. I don't have to sit with her right now and just fucking burn this experience out. I can actually light that fire and then let it be for a little bit and go and make a connect somewhere else. But if you're talking to a chick who just got off work or something, this is also like playing the long game. You talk to a chick that just goes, yeah, I just got off work. I thought I'd stop in. I didn't even want to go out tonight, but my friend wanted me to meet her out for one. You already know she's not in that mindset. Okay, she's not in that mindset right now, and trying to turn her tonight might not be a possibility. And so you might want to say, cool, I'll take it. Well, listen, this was a nice connect. I know you're going to be going home later. Let's do something later this week, okay? Because you already know that she's brushing up before she came out. You ain't smashing that tonight. She probably didn't even shave. It's like, so women go out with intention. Some women just go out because their friends encouraged it, and they're like, all right, I'll go out for one. So if you know that she just came from work and she really didn't want to go out tonight, some women will tell you, like, yeah, I wasn't going to come out tonight, but my friend invited me out for one real quick. So once you hear that, don't try to keep this one out all night. Now you play the long game and try to set that up for later in the week.
Right. And real quick, that's why we were selling what I had on my thing, the tap card. Where you had a card, you just tap her phone, and your information goes right on the phone, young man. But other than that,
Segment, don't let that go over your head. What I just taught right there about knowing where her mindset is, if she's off the next day, you can play that for later in the evening. If she's just doing one and done, I used to do one and done. There was no way you were keeping me out going home after this. If you played your card, I might meet you tomorrow night or Wednesday night. But it's important that you qualify us and then don't try to keep longer than she wanted to be there.
All right, 518, last question before we go to 917. Let's say if not tonight or tomorrow, she goes to your place, she goes over your house. Walk us through when she walks through that door, what is she going to see? What is she going to hear? What is she going to smell? What is it going to be like? Tell the whole everybody, when she knocks on your door, what's the experience? What does she see through her eyes?
Currently, I'm living in a hotel right now. The room's kind of clean, nice view and everything like that. I'd be inviting her over to my hotel, and like I understand, I have like a nice red light that I have on in the room that they would come in. They had the red light, I'm not the big Netflix guy. I would say like, let's come over, let's we can listen to some music, let's just talk for a few hours, something like that.
Okay. What I would suggest, because we gotta grab them. I think you need to not
like
worry.
I got some Jimmy Choo cologne. I can spray that in the air, whatever.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is I think you need to think more about your life and situation versus walking up to a woman.
Say that again. Why are you living out of, are you living out of a hotel for work or what? Or you don't got a place to stay?
Yeah. I play basketball overseas right now, so I'm staying.
Okay.
Hotel.
Oh, that's cool, man.
Okay,
that's
then cool. That answers the question. Okay, that's just like you just in a hotel. Okay. All right, well, hey, 518.
Can I ask one more question? If you, I got to go.
Go ahead. Fine, go ahead. 917, we got you, dog. Right. Go on. What's your next question?
Okay, yeah. So I'm in the hotel, and there's a receptionist, and we've been having good conversations. And she's younger. I think she's 22. So the other day I see her, we've been making good eye contact. I see her downstairs. She's on her break. And I go up to her. And, she knows English. So we were talking in English. And then at the end of the conversation, I gave her my number. And it was on a Saturday. And I was like, hey, Sunday afternoon, what time you get off work? She said, I get off at 3. I said, great, here's my number. And she seemed very interested the whole time. And then she said she gets off at 3. So I gave her my number. And I said, I'll plan something for us tomorrow when you get off at 3 and we'll go do something. She's like, okay, great. I'll text you. Sunday came along, 3 o'clock. She didn't text me. And then I saw her down in the lobby and I was like, hey, what's up? Like, I said, you still want to do something? And we had just had a game the night before and we won and she knew we won everything like that. And she was like, oh, I couldn't today. Like, I have a final project for blah, blah, blah. But, that's the homework excuse. So I was just like, well, whatever. Then if she's saying she got homework, then wasn't interested.
But I felt like
the whole interaction went good. Like, I gave it her number. We, like, did the kiss on the cheek and everything like that.
Because I'm going bullshit.
I don't think it went terrible. That was shit. That was terrible. That was terrible.
Okay.
I just bring it to nature. Okay. Have you ever seen on the Discovery Channel a lion capturing a zebra, leaving that motherfucker on the carcass in the middle of Serengeti and walking away? Have you ever seen that? And think, I'm going to come back later and eat it. Have you ever seen that before?
Right. No.
No. So what I'm saying to you, and this is why y'all go wrong, man. Why are you even – why do you talk – I never understood you humans and why y'all get around women to talk about a – like you're on Seinfeld or something. You're just talking about a bunch of nothing, thinking it's something. And then all of a sudden you think the time is right because the sun, moon, and stars lined up, and you go ahead and put your bid in. Man, I'm saying from my side, I'm putting my bid in when I see her, sir. I'm not wasting my time. You know, I kind of talked about this a little bit. I talk about there's a thing called Eddie Murphy. I think it was like 1,000 words or something like that. And every time he talked, a leaf would fall or some shit like that. You got to save your words like that, man. I'm not wasting time sitting around talking to somebody because what you're telling her, you don't have experience with women. Because the experienced ones, they're gonna just talk to her, let her know the deal is, and move on. But you waited. And then what's even worse is that when she you went back like a softie. It was like you wanted her to justify why she didn't talk to you. She should have told you her fucking mom got abducted by aliens and shit. You got it, man.
All right, so here's number one. Never, ever in your life, you or any man listen to this, ask a woman, did you still want to do something? Did you still want to do something? Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. That's number one. Number two, you better understand right now, you gullible fucking men that fall in love with women after one fucking conversation and shit. You better understand that women fucking, they talk in the moment how they feel right then. And then you better understand that she's going to change her fucking mind like in 20 minutes and feel something completely different. So you better understand that if you're falling in love with what a motherfucker told you in, like, in one moment in time and then hoping that she feels the same way next time you talk to her, you fucking lost at this game. You better understand that women will change their mind quickly, bro, because they're very emotional. And we're not mad at them for this. We understand that this way.
Yes.
The second thing I want to do is tell somebody else that who said this up here. This is somebody who does not get women, right? And he ain't going to like it, but I got to call him out. Okay. This guy says, give him a little attention. Make him chase you for your attention.
Man, what the
ain't nobody
fuck?
Wants you, bro. Let me just tell you this right now. Nobody wants you. Second thing I want to tell you is this. A real man with game doesn't try to make a woman jealous. That's bad game. Naturally, we're going to make her feel a certain way, though, because we're so fucking fly that she already knows that every woman up in this motherfucker wants us. So if a guy is trying to make a woman – go ahead. If a man is
– yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, if a man is trying to make a woman jealous, you don't have game. Just know this right now. You should always make the woman feel secure, actually. You should making women feel insecure is a bad move. That's bad game, lower level game. Okay, you should actually make the woman feel like she's special to you in that moment. I'm not saying overly special, but give this woman an opportunity to feel special when you first meet her. But when you walk out, watch this shit. When you walk out, because you're talking, you're playing the long game, or you're playing last night of the dream game after you qualified her. She's watching you walk out. When you walk out, you see a female that you know, you could reach in and say, hey, what's up, babe? You give her a little kiss on the cheek, and you say, good to see you, and you keep it moving. You walk right out. Say a little something to her. Maybe even look back at the girl you were just talking to. Look back at her and then leave, okay? You're not trying to make her jealous. You happen to see somebody that you knew. Women already know if you're that dude. If you're trying to make her jealous, you don't get women.
Yeah. And real quick, again, I don't know. Let me show this. After he explained himself, we understood. If you pay attention, man, he said he in the hotel because he is a baller and shit. I mean, that's different from being in a hotel and that's where you live, sir. He's overseas, so it makes sense. But what we're saying to all you guys out here, shout out to Lewis. Let me give Lewis real quick. Give a shout out to Lewis.
Yeah, appreciate it, Lewis. Thank you, Lewis. Thank appreciate you, it, man.
Yeah, so, but, yeah, but.
I mean, yeah, obviously I can make it my own. I don't know what you mean by that.
You never have to try to make her jealous. That's actually bad game. Naturally, she's going to be weary and jealous a little bit when she sees how you move. Shit, you can walk to the fucking bathroom after you've been talking to a chick, and she's going to watch you walk to the bathroom, bro. You think these women aren't watching you?
Yeah.
So if you're trying to make her jealous, that's little boy game. I'm not telling you you can't work on an insecure young chick, but at some point that shit's got to go, and you got to elevate your game.
I just want to ask, what are y'all talking about? What were y'all talking about before you nutted up and offered her your number? What were y'all talking about?
So she was sitting there, and I came up. I sat right next to her, and I was like, hey, I said, are you working all day? Because she always works through the night. And I was like, you got to work through the night again? And she was like, oh, no, I get off today at 3.
I'm saying before you nutted up and did that, all those boring conversations you had before, what were y'all talking about?
I mean, what do you mean? Like when I passed her in the lobby?
Yeah, what were the surface-dwelling conversations
just,
you were
just
having?
Just like what's nothing crazy in the lobby, just like, I thought we were making good eye contact with each other. We would say, we would just talk to each other, like, what's up? Like, nothing crazy. Like, hi, good morning. It was never a combo.
Hey, young man, let me tell you something that a lot of y'all don't understand, okay? Need to understand this. If you are talking to a woman that is in hotels, motels, Holiday Inns, they work at malls or any place where they got to sell something, it's called customer service. And y'all guys take customer service the wrong way. Her job is to look you in your eye. Her job is to smile. And her job is to laugh at your corny-ass conversations and your jokes because she wants to make your stay at the hotel pleasant. You guys have got to stop taking when you see someone at the front counter. That's her job. When you go into the mall and you walk into a department store, her job is to smile and look at you and make you feel good. So I think what you did was you misconstrued the eye contact and the smiles and the pleasantries for her just doing her job, man.
Possibly.
Yeah, another thing I just want to point out, man, I mean, I know this guy means well, but you can't compare average Joe to Kobe Bryant, bro. Like, he said, does anyone remember what happened to Kobe Bryant in Colorado? Like, we're talking about, we hit
the
Kobe Bryant on another
about?
Level, bro.
What the
that
fuck
guy, nah, this is average dudes, man.
What is he talking
no.
about? Okay, anyway, we got 917, but 518, I know you don't want to, I know you're in a denial right now because maybe you realize that maybe she didn't like you after all, and maybe she was just
no,
being
I'm not
nice.
No, that's probably what happened then. If she would have texted me the next day.
Right, but what made it worse is when you went downstairs in the lobby back at her and questioned her on why didn't she get at you like you were the woman in this stuff. Do you see what I'm saying, young man?
Yeah. It wasn't that I was questioning her. It was like before she got off at 3 and I was like, hey, I said, let's go downtown when you get off work. And then she was like, oh, that's when she said about the little homework thing.
You just don't understand. Okay. So we got another call to grab, buddy. But if you have any other questions,
hey,
call back.
I appreciate you taking the time. I'm definitely going to take the notes.
Good luck.
And I'm going to send a super chat.
All right, good luck in your basketball, sir. Congratulations. All right. Now
and again, never ask a woman, did you still want to do something?
Yes,
Never do that.
917 and then 201. Thank you, 917, for the wait. Sorry for the long wait, sir. What's your question, brother?
No problem, Steve. Salute, Uncle Steve. Salute, OGEO. two things. Peace to Freelance and Prime Time and Unique 7. One thing, FU Steve and FUEO. I'm saying that because I said thank y'all. I'm in New York, so they had Fashion Week. And my mentor that teaches me photography, he invited me to do Fashion Week. So, you know, I didn't really want to go, but then I'm like, in New York, mm-hmm. they, like you said, there's a lot of cemeteries out here. And like you said, there are a lot of people who have promises, but they ain't making it. So I went there, and, you know, I got a little jittery, nervous. I had my camera, but then I'm like, Steven EO say, what makes me better than anybody else? I could do, you know what I'm saying? I could talk to women. So what happened was I started approaching them. I had my camera. I was like, let me take a picture. And then here's my contact. I used the tap game. And, you know, Steve, you brilliant because nobody knows about that. It was like new technology. Everybody's still back in 19th century.
Because it separates you because they're not used to a man that has that kind of technology in their hands. Yes.
Yeah, so they saw my Instagram and they saw that, oh, you're a photographer. Yeah, this is what I do. And all my information came up, all my own links to my website. So they've been hitting me up.
What did she say when you tapped her phone?
Oh, yeah. I said, let me give my information. Boom, boom.
And then
they was like, oh.
You tapped her phone, right? And,
yeah.
And what was the expression on her face?
She's like, oh, my God. It's like, oh, what? All these women's like, what? What's that? Like, oh, they were flabbergasted. And then it was crazy because women started approaching me. Oh, can I get your Instagram or information? Because I ran out of business cards. And everybody hit me up on DMs and Instagram. Like, oh, can I get the picture you shot of me? You know, I sent them those pictures, gentlemen, like early in the morning. All my DMs hit, oh, I like this picture. Oh, my God, you're good. Oh, this picture is nice. You're really a pro and stuff like that. I'm like, thank you. But then it goes back to what I just said. If I was acting thirsty, I cut myself with cordial and I was confident because I was a photographer. So And I'm like, hey, let me take a picture. But anyway, short, they get on that Cotap Gang Works. And, you know, it's funny I mentioned that. I'm going to a singles party tonight. So I just want to say thank y'all guys, man. Like Joe said, I dressed up. I ain't dressed up creepy. I had my shirt and my tie, my Sunday's best. But at the same time, I carried myself like no thirsty. I did my job. And they saw me. I was comfortable with my skin. So everybody hit me up on these DMs about them photos. And it's like, oh, my God, thank you and stuff like that. And reach out. So I just want to say thank y'all.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he just used one. It's someone we have on our website. We show guys how to talk to women that separates it from everybody by tapping their phone and pushing their information versus giving cards. So, but, I mean, he used both our styles and it worked. So,
oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, man, we got other calls. All right, thank you, 917. We appreciate that. Now the lines are blowing up. 201, we got you. Then 908. 201, sir, what is your question and how can we help you, sir?
Hey. I'm just curious, what's a way to work on your mouthpiece before going to the club to like kind of work your way up to going to the club so you kind of have that, so you can kind of like build into that charisma beforehand so you can really shine there?
All right, I'll give you an answer for that. Trial and error and experience. You know, you got to get out there and do it, man. You got to get out there and talk to somebody. It happens in real life. You know, you can listen to the Dean, you can listen to me, you can hear what we say, but we've already said it. We've already done it so many times over. Now we're kind of giving you inspiration. We're kind of giving you like a reference point. We're kind of building a story in your head that this is possible, but you got to go out there and talk to everybody. Go out there. I made a video a long time ago that you got to begin just talking to everybody. But you think I went out and just talked to women, bro? I talked to dudes. I talked to bartenders, as Steve said, the doorman. I used to show my passport and shit. I used to do passport game and all that. And so it's important that you actually get out there and start talking to people. That's the only way. Experience.
Yeah, for me, I go on E. Everybody has something they can offer me and I can get from them. So that's how I was a people person. The way I started was because my sister was popular, and I was always wondering why she's so popular. And she's like, in my mentor, they kind of like told me both the same thing. You got to learn people. That's it. You just got to learn people. And so what I did was, you know, I hung out with the cool guys and the jocks. Cause I was a little bit of a jock and I was a little bit cool, but I hung out with the nerdy guys, the Glee Club, the Dungeons and Dragon guys, the musicians, the nerds, the outsider guys, the preppy guys, you name them. I hung out with all of them. So I know, as I realized that in every pocket, in every group or every clique, it was always a bad woman. And it's always a bad motherfucker in those groups. But yeah, you just got to learn people. But to learn your mouthpiece, you get it, go to your phone, get an app, and you've got to then remember, scribe how you want to talk and scribe what you want to say. And then what you do is you press record, because it's kind of like what E always says all the time, Uncle E. He'll say, go, just listen to your voice. Let's do your voice right now. Right now, I wouldn't tell you to go out. I'd tell you to barricade your ass in and do not go out the way you're talking. You got to learn tonality. You got to have rhythm. You see, when your E is talking, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then when E is being smooth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But he still has rhythm. Rhythm is attached to confidence. Confidence is attached to what he can do, and that's how you got to do it. So you got to listen. You got to put your bid in, record your bid, and play it back to see if you have that rhythm. And you got to keep on doing it until you get it done right. E, what say you, brother?
Yeah, and then there's a time, to that great point you made about rhythm and incongruency, but then there's a time where you could say a lot without saying nothing. You could be reaching in your back pocket just to pull out fucking your phone or wallet or something, and you just look at this girl next to you. She happens to look at you. You're looking at her. You're looking at her, and you could just kind of give her like a, what's going on? And that enough, that right there, that look and that body language, and then she'll look at your hands and shit. That's why you should be manicured. I'm not talking about being a bitch. I'm talking about just fucking maintenance on your hands and shit. And also, I teach on having like unique wallets and shit. You should have a nice ass wallet. If you pull out your wallet, I always have breast coat wallets, especially when I used to wear my suits. I pull out breast coat wallets, open my shit up. The woman's looking like, damn, this dude loves himself. So you have to display a man that loves you, man, not in an egotistical way, not in some like cheesy meathead way. You could be like a dude that's pretending to love himself, but then meanwhile, all you do is abuse yourself. All right, I'm talking about a guy that actually truly does love himself. So you got to have that you could say a lot without saying a lot. And again, back to Steve's point, it's all about how you say it too. It's like how you look at her when you said it. Did you give her a moment to respond to you without having to talk back to her?
Ooh, that's the tricky thing in it, because this is a weird thing. You got to be able to talk and know when to be quiet enough to give her room to talk in between that to keep the thing going. Because what a lot of these guys do is what they do, E, is they'll see us talking and tell somebody to do something, and they'll write it down. And they'll just say, okay, do this, do this, do this. Hey, girl, do this, do this, do this. And you don't even give her a chance to say anything. It's like you're just reading the script. It's a fine line in talking and listening and returning serve. So,
hey, Steve, there was one time a girl complimented me on the coat I was wearing. I came in with an overcoat on. It was wintertime. It was camel, like a camel coat, medium brown.
Yes.
Just the way I took my coat off and kind of like went like this, like kind of like took the wrinkles out and shit, and then how I laid it over the bar stool, got that motherfucker turned on.
I'm going to tell you what she saw. And y'all didn't even see it. See, most guys would see E doing this, taking off his coat gently, folding it over, laying it over, and laying that over. The average guy, that's what you guys see. The average woman sees a man that will take his motherfucking time unbuttoning her blouse and unzipping her zipper, slowly taking off her shirt while he's kissing her. I mean, there's so much game just in E. That's gay. They don't even see it. Just in that coat. That's why you got that. That's why I got that compliment, because she could imagine if I was with him, he would break me down like he fold that coat over that chair. Game. Woo! That was fire.
Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you something. These dudes in the manosphere, I'm not trying to like put them on Front Street, but if you pay attention to these young dudes, they hate themselves, bro.
Oh yeah.
They hate themselves and they hate women. That's why all they talk about is how a woman's gonna take advantage of you, how you ain't good enough. You motherfuckers out here, you young cats, bro, need to start watching some men that love themselves,
man.
Because the more you respect and love yourself, the more a woman notices that. It's very, very important.
Yes.
You guys are men that hate yourselves, man. That's why you hate women. If you hate a woman, I guarantee you hate yourself. Guaranteed. You couldn't possibly hate a woman if you loved yourself.
Yeah, well, thank you, 201. We'll throw you back in. We got 908 and 831. But like I say, like you said before, guys, they are watching your every move. I promise you, and I've been saying this since the late 90s, the way she sees you out of the bedroom is the same way she sees you in the bedroom. And in E's situation with the coat is just like that. Everything you do, see, he doesn't try to be stylish and smooth and all that. He's just smooth.
I'm taking care of my
shit. Right, he just, See, a lot of y'all guys hear this thing, E is trying to be out of the box or trying to fit in the box. No, E is the motherfucking box, and that's what you see. E is just being him, but those that are observing him, the women, are observing. Because some guys just they take their fucking coats off, just throw that shit on the side, or they don't take time, and they don't see that, hey, this is a fucking expensive-ass coat, and I'm going to take care of it. You know what I mean? I'm going to take it off nice. I'm going to take my time, fold it up.
Right.
Man, women are watching that shit. But
And to Steve's point, he always talking about how your crib looks, and so do I.
Yeah.
If she could tell you take care of your shit, I'm not talking about in some, like, fucking arrogant way. I mean, just self-respect.
Yeah.
I mean, just some fucking self-respect, man.
Yes.
That she's going to be like, I wonder what his bed looks like.
Yeah.
I wonder what his sheets feel like.
Yes.
I wonder what his home smells like.
Yes.
He smells good. I bet his home smells good.
Yes.
I wonder how he fucks. Just like you said earlier, he takes care of his shit. That means
yes.
he takes care of himself. That means he'll take care of me. Women are spotting these things. So, and remember, man, this is a dude in the chat room, man. This guy talks a lot, bro.
Lewis, listen.
You're not saying anything that you've actually done before.
Right. Let me just say this real quick, Lewis. This is what I'm going to say. Don't say, just call in, okay? If you have something to say, call in, because again, y'all got to understand this. Hey, listen, we are trying to teach guys here. And if we got to take time to talk to you because you're disrupting the class. You know what old Uncle Steve say, 4 hours down to the right, we're going to kick you the fuck out. So I'm just saying, man, if you have something to say, call in. Do not disrupt the class, because when you're talking about something that we're not talking about, which you don't know, you're trying to force everybody to look and listen to you. You need to be shutting the fuck up, taking notes, and listen to the shit we saying. So I'm going to say it one more time really nice. Either listen or call in or shut your goddamn ass up and get the fuck on out. We got two calls. Let me bring any calls.
I could see if you were saying anything that worked. Yeah. But everything you're saying is whack.
It's terrible. It's fucking terrible. All right, 908, then 831. 908, sir, what's your question?
Hey, man, fellas, what's going on?
Yes, sir.
What's up, man?
Hey, yo, it's Ishmael, your coaching client from a couple of days ago.
Hey, what's going on, man? Good to hear from you.
All right, cool, man. So I got something set up for tomorrow. What can I do to not, like, this will expose myself, but, I mean, that's the purpose, to get better, right? So what can I talk about to not seem boring? Like, to some attraction there.
You go first. I go behind you. You go first.
See, you said something there, Ishmael, that's a problem for me, and as I told you,
I caught it too.
You said, what do I do to not expose myself? So what you're saying is...
No.
Listen. I'm going off your words.
Listen, bro.
You said, what do I say to...
No, that's not how I meant to phrase the question.
No, stop. Okay, Ishmael, listen to me. You're talking to two men, okay? So listen. Whatever taking what comes out of your mouth. That's all we're doing. That's all he's doing right now, okay? So please listen to him, man. He's not trying to see what a lot of y'all look at. You want to take a defensive position. Listen to what Uncle E is saying. We're showing – he's trying to show you where you're going wrong, okay?
I phrased it wrong. I meant
You got to wait.
No, you phrased it right.
You phrased it right.
Steve loves that. See, that's how we get lost. Look, you phrased it perfectly, because that's who you are, bro.
Yes.
Okay. So now you're trying to backtrack. You're like, whoa, I didn't mean it like that. No, that's exactly how you meant it. Because if you ask Steve wants to expose himself. I cannot wait to show this woman who the fuck I am.
You asked,
what do I do to not expose myself? And you know, and I won't put your business on Front Street, because I coached you the other day, and that was a phenomenal coaching call. But it was related to other things. It wasn't really women and shit, a little bit. But you already know your situation. And that's what
you
meant.
No, I meant like, how do I not sound boring, but I'm exposing my lack of game to you guys.
Okay.
But you are boring. You are boring. So you have no choice but to expose that to some degree. Okay. I mean, you're going to have to get better.
Yes. Okay.
But how do I do that?
Go ahead. Yeah, you are boring. I mean, you said, how do I not sound boring? Well, you're admitting you are boring.
You are boring.
And so you're going to have to learn through experience how to not be boring. I'm going to tell you how you're not boring. When you have your own shit, when you take good care of yourself, when you have a life that you love, when you are proud of yourself, you are constantly making moves and upgrading all your positions in life, your business, your looks, your game, your mouthpiece, everything. And right now, as you know, and I won't air anything out, you already know your situation. So you really, honestly, I'm not saying you shouldn't go see another girl tomorrow, but you know what you need to do. You already know what you need to do.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Right.
100%.
Caller. Peep game caller. What's important, see, and I know it sounds crazy, but when E and I talk to women, I don't know what she does for a living, because I never asked. She'll tell me eventually. She'll tell me what she's looking for. She'll tell me what college she goes to. I will never ask a fucking what do you do for a living. I because like he said, I have so much to talk. I create worlds and universes in my mind, and I got so much to talk about. I got years and years of me. I can talk about me, and not only talk about me, but I can use her in my conversations to bring her along with me, because what I show my guys is that what call her. Where are you trying to lead her? Let's take this for one step. Where are you trying to lead her?
Ishmael. Be honest.
Where are you trying to lead her?
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to get one off.
Wait, okay, get what off? A drink? What? Get what off?
Like just have sex. Just have sex.
Okay, okay. So in my book, you've already failed because it's written all over your face that because the ones that want to fuck, and I don't want to shame you for this, is that it shows the lack of this is all good. But it shows the lack of experience you have because I'm not trying to fuck her. I'm trying to show her why she should be fucking me. Fuck, why would I pick why would I who builds mountains and beauty in my mind, come down from the land of ass and titties, take the form of a fucking human man, and fucking grace her with my presence to fuck her? Are you fucking kidding me? Fuck no. She's got to prove herself to me. She's got to show me she's got to be worth my curiosity, my attention, my time, my respect, and then she gets the dick. But she's got to climb the mountain, right? So what I'm saying to you is, your first position is you're trying to get the sex. And because you're getting the sex, the worst thing you're going to do is you're going to talk to her and tell her what she wants to hear. If she tells you the sky is brown, you'll be like, yeah, it does look brown. She tells you the grass is blue. Your problem is you're going to agree with her because you think if I agree with her, I'm going to get pussy fast. And that's not going to get you the pussy at all. E, what say you, brother?
Okay, so I'm going to say this, and Steve's right 100%. We both feel that same way. But the reason why we feel that way is because that's who we really are. So a man that wants respect respects himself. So if you want a woman to value you, you got
to
know you're a valuable dude.
About to play.
You go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And the truth is, most of y'all ain't shit and you know it. You've made so many fucking mistakes. You don't learn from your mistakes. You're fucking out of shape mentally, emotionally, physically, every day. Everything's out of shape. So many bad decisions. You know this, Ishmael. You know this, bro. Now, am I saying
100%.
You get a quick lay? Hold on. Am I saying you can't get a quick lay? Yeah, you'll have to lie your fucking ass off. Okay, you would have to lie your fucking ass off, you and guys like you, and this is not disrespect, this is just the truth. You would have to lie your fucking ass off to get some sex.
It's
going to be short-lived because even if you get a quick lay, and maybe that's all you want, but the truth is y'all want more than that, and you're not going to lead anywhere after. That's why I told you most men ain't shit outside of two weeks.
I didn't catch that. Catch that other part.
Like there's something they're not, and then outside of 2 weeks, they can't manage bras, and that's it. You're a two-week motherfucker. That's at best.
Hey,
and so in order for you to be, and I'll throw it back to Steve, in order for you and anyone to be the things that we talk about, to have standards, to make her earn it, what is she earning? Earning what? What program should she be on?
That's real shit. That's real shit. So caller, see, you haven't even, and I don't mean in the physical, you haven't even made love to yourself. You haven't even fucked yourself, brother. And I don't even mean it on the physical, man.
Yeah.
I'm talking about all right, let's say you meet a woman and she wants to fuck you. What does she get out of it?
Okay.
Tell us right now.
Nothing.
hey, look. He told the truth.
Oh, okay. I get it. I get
that
it.
Is the truth. Yeah.
Right.
Now.
So
that's look, I exercise my kid. Hey, look. I mean, he I'm coaching him, and I'm going to coach him again. And so what I'm telling you is it begins and ends with the man.
Yeah,
and you're telling the truth.
Yes,
she ain't getting shit when she fucks with me.
Not yet. Yes. Yeah, I just – hey, shout out to Reese for the super chat. Reese, thank you very much, man.
Appreciate
and I got the tattoo right here. Shout out to us. Go watch the playback. Give a little value for value. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Reese. Okay, yeah, call it. And again, we're not saying this to knock you, okay? I want to tell you the good news. You are ahead of the curve with most guys that are watching us right now. You hear what I'm saying, sir? You're ahead of the curve with most guys because you are being honest with your motherfucking self. And until you do that, you're not going to be ready to grow. And you are ready to grow because you realize you – and with all due love and respect, you ain't shit in the bedroom. You ain't shit for
or
the
woman. Outside of it.
Right, or inside.
Or outside of it.
Right. Right,
okay.
Man.
Okay.
But you're open. I see you're open. You're not taking what we're saying as hurtful, that we're trying to be disrespectful. you're open enough as a student. See, that's what a student of the game is. A student of the game knows he's bad. He's not good at it. And he's got to take those punches. And you're taking them well, sir. Mm-hmm. And I congratulate you on that, man. That's good. It's a great start for you, brother. All right.
Yes. And you're lucky, Ishmael, because what if we would have went along with that shit you said at the beginning? Like, yo, I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have learned shit on this call, bro.
Yes, yes.
But instead, we didn't let you get away with that. So for those of you that think we're too hard on people, we got a method to this shit.
Method to the madness.
We're not going
to
let you get away with the lies that you tell yourself. We're not going to let you do it now.
Yeah, and real quick, brother, because you can't say to a woman one thing. Say, oh, wait, no, I didn't mean that. Can I take it back? Every word you say has to be a calculated word or phrase or something that you're saying to move her where you want her to go. But if you're trying to move her to the bedroom, that's going to move her to your bank account. You got to understand your opponent. If you're trying to move her to the bedroom, she's smart enough to move you towards your bank account. Don't think they're stupid.
That's a good point. Okay. Manny Hernandez, I guess he called in earlier. We appreciate the super chat, man. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, brother. All right, so we got another call. Are you good, my brother?
Yeah, man. Appreciate the help. Try to take it in. EO, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, yeah, do that, brother. All right.
Let me know when you're ready for that final.
All right.
That final.
All right,
whenever, man. Just email me.
Okay. All right,
no, you got to hit me up.
Remember, you got to hit your mentor. He ain't going to be knocking on your door.
I already gave you them instructions.
All right. 8-3. All right, 831. All right, for the long wait, man. What's up, man? What's going on?
Now look. Someone says I sound like Steve. Now, no.
Wait, I sound like me?
I got a book called Cut the Bullshit, motherfucker. I cut the bullshit with people, bro. They can't get nothing over on me or Steve.
Wait, who said that?
This is what we do.
Wait, hold on. Let me pause. Hold on one second. Let me say something. Listen. To all y'all guys listening. He doesn't sound like me. He's his own man. We just are – y'all got to understand something. I and all the motherfuckers that's in real game, we are our own men. We don't sound like each other. He doesn't sound like me, and I don't sound like him. We are our own man because one thing we have in common is a belief in ourselves. So because we believe in ourselves, that's something we have in common. But he doesn't sound like me. He doesn't talk like me, and nor do I talk like him. We are different coaches. So come on, man. Please listen. I say for all you guys. Please be respectful of the people because we're here trying to help you. So instead of trying to compare, because remember, men don't compare. Freelance, lock that. Judgment numbers 5, comparing other men. Stop doing that, young man, okay? Now I'm bringing this call in, man, because I don't like, man, I hate motherfuckers do that shit. 831, I'm sorry, buddy, for the wait. What's going on, man?
Some weak shit, man.
I got a question for y'all. A little simple question.
Sure.
When you guys order a drink, right, at the bar, you know, by yourself, do you guys drink out of a straw or do you drink straight out the cup?
That's a good question. Now, first of all, I drink right out of the glass. That's me.
Sip.
I drink right out of the glass.
I sip. I don't. Because remember, I got a bitch drink. I drink a bitch drink because I don't drink. I'm a bitch when it comes to drink. I'm proud of that. But yeah, when they make horseshoe Sprite and pineapple drink and shit, and she sits it there, I sip on it. I just sip to sip. You know, I just sip to sip. You know, I don't just shuck them back down or anything like that. Okay,
yeah, that's how you get drunk, too, man.
But you use a straw, right?
It does last longer too. Them straws, man, that gets you fucked up real quick. Are you worried about it because of COVID?
Yeah. Why you want to drink on the
straw,
man?
I was just like wondering if it was kind of weird, dude. You know, I don't know. So kind of
weird.
Get
a beer with a straw.
I don't think you should drink any drink.
No.
Well, exception of Steve. You got another, you know, you got daiquiris and shit.
No, I do drink daiquiris. He got his own thing,
and that's why I like Steve, because he drinks what the fuck he wants to drink.
Yeah.
But no, I would say, drink out of the glass.
And check this out.
The reason why we got trolls tonight is because we're exposing all you bitch-ass motherfuckers. That's why the trolls are coming out, because everything we're saying is showing you that you ain't shit. This is the truth. This is the real truth. Anytime trolls go in hard, you are triggering them motherfuckers, bro. They're going back in the memory bank talking about, damn, I fucked up all them damn times, and these dudes are just exposing it right now, and it's putting you in your fucking feelings, man.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening tonight. You are seeing that you've done so much fucking shit wrong.
Yeah. So, caller, are you drinking and putting a straw in your beer?
Shit,
say that again.
Are you putting a straw in your beer?
No, I was just not. I usually drink whiskey, you know, but I always like, I always see the straws there, and I always see the straw, bro. You know, I was like, I was thinking about it last week, you know, I was like, it's kind of weird if I put a straw in the straw, bro.
Hey, man, just sip on your beer, man. Just sip on that shit, man.
Just sip on your beer, okay.
I got
one more question for you.
Wait, before you ask that question, before we get there, I got a little game for you. I forgot the name of the place, but kind of go online and look at circle cubes. They come in circles, right? And you put them in the glass. So, like, when you have a woman over and you're sipping on your whiskey and everything, you can put the circle in there, and it'll keep it cool. Hey, fuck you, E. I'm just saying.
No. I got a flashback to the Monday night show we did back in the day when I talked about cum cubes.
Fuck you, man.
I got cum cubes, bro.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to break that back up. But go ahead. What's your other question, man? We thought we got to move to cum cubes. What's your question, man?
I usually go out to the bars, you know, Sundays by myself and stuff. But I noticed I've been going to the same bar and stuff. And I was sitting there last time, you know, and I know the bartenders and stuff like that, but I was just sitting down and thinking, I was like, is it kind of weird if I go up by myself all the time to the same spot?
Fuck no, bro.
No.
Oh, hell no.
Never. Cool.
Yeah,
never.
I felt the same way. I just wanted the confirmation, you know what I'm saying?
Never. Listen, what's so great about being by yourself and when you meet a woman who's with a group of women, either she's going to find a way to ditch the friends or she's going to go home with the friends and call you back later on when she gets home. Listen, don't be ashamed. Okay. Listen. It's okay to be a lone wolf. It's okay. It's okay to be. It doesn't make you a loser at the bar if you're by yourself at the bar. You fuck all these guys. You don't need guys to get women. You just need to be in tune with yourself. I'm all for being
exactly.
by.
I love that. I feel comfortable going outside by myself. I just wanted the confirmation because I was just thinking about it last night. You know, it just came up to my head that thought. You know, and I figured. You know, I watched you guys. So I was like, I'm going to ask you guys a question next time. So.
No, it's great. But no, I'm sorry. You want to say something on that, brother?
No, man. I mean, I tell this story a lot. I went to see American Pie by myself at like 17 years old, man.
Yeah.
I wasn't even looking for no motherfucking friends, bro. I go out to dinner by myself. I've been out to dinner many times by myself. And actually, a lot of my boys back in the day, we wouldn't even go out. Sometimes they wouldn't even want me to go out. They're like, don't even call that motherfucker. Because, you know, I'm going to fuck their game up, you know, not on purpose. But, you know, sometimes me being there is bad for them. They can't clean up when I'm not there. Or when I'm there. So, you know, not intentional, but sometimes, you know, that just happens.
Right.
But, no, learn how to be by yourself. And you don't have to stay long in a place.
Yeah.
You ain't got to be like, you know, put a tent up and shit and be there for like 10 hours and shit. You know, like learn how to go in, you know, hour. Sometimes you just go in a spot for an hour. You go to another spot after that.
Yeah.
You know, just about an hour, make a connect. Get your drink done. Don't drink out of a straw, and go to the next place, man.
Yeah. Do you have Netflix, sir? You have Netflix?
I do. Yeah. I do.
Okay. Just write this down. I want you to do this because I want you to turn all your lights out.
Yeah.
And I want you to get a chair, put that motherfucker in front of your TV. Get a chair, put it in front of your TV. Turn out all the lights. Go to Netflix. Call. I think it's called Starting a Fire. Or type in fireplace in your Netflix, and just.
You want me to do that right now?
Yeah, but I'm not saying you can do it right now. We've got to keep the show going. We ain't going to wait for you. I'm just saying that.
Oh, okay,
I want you
look
into the
fire.
Okay, if we all guys listen, I want the reason why I want you to do this right here is because this is an exercise to show you guys to be one with yourself wherever you go. Look into the fire and work your thoughts. And look, I mean, at the end of the day, when you look at the film room of what you did, you should sit down in a relaxed thing. If you want to have your little whiskey with the not ease cum ball, but a cum ball, a cum ice cube, whatever. If you want to have that and sip on that, right? Look and tab your all the lights off. Turn on the Netflix. It's going to start off as a little amber. It's going to be a fire. You just sit and just look at the fire and relax and start to be one with yourself. Because that oneness you have in your house, you can take that like ego. You can go anywhere. Go see American Pie. Yeah. Y'all don't understand. There are women. Do y'all understand there are women everywhere? They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I would tell my guy, I see usually around this time, like you talk about movies, I'm a little sad because usually back in the day when they would have they would always release 50 Shades of Grey movies around Valentine's Day. So that's why I would tell my students, like when Harry Potter came out, Twilight came out, and 50 Shades of Grey, go to those, especially when the vampire fucked that chick in that second, it was the second time. But we tell them, we always want to go to what we call hunting areas, water holes. Man, whenever there's a bit like Magic Mike, oh, man, all these things, you want to show up by yourself. You want to go by yourself. And there you go. F.O., what's up, Fearless, man? You want to give him
that's
love,
my
man.
Guy, man. That's yes. my guy. Hey, shout out to you, man. I'll be coaching him this week. Big improvements for this guy, man. A lot of improvements. I'm very, very proud of this guy. And so shout out to you, man. Daniel, appreciate it, bro. Drink from the glass, roll solo, grab yourself an empowerment session with EO. Appreciate you, man. Thank you
all
so
right.
much for that.
All right, A3, we'll throw you back in. We got another call, brother, okay? We'll throw you back in, okay? But thank you, A31. All right, so we have 714 and then 850. 714, then 850. 714, what you got, brother? What's up?
Orozco. Hey, Steve, and hi, Captain EO. It's Spicoli, your favorite stoner out in Palm Springs area. I just want to wish you guys a happy Valentine's Day. But I want to run by – okay, here's what – I want your opinion on my future game plan, what I'm training for. And then I want your opinion on what you think of it. Basically, I'm not saying it's for everybody, but it's for an older guy like me. I think it's going to work out nicely. Basically, I'm out in the middle of not nowhere, but it's all desert around this, right? So we go camping and we go motorcycle riding. And we do a lot of outdoor shit. And like we go shoot. We got our own private shooting ranges and canyons and shit out here where we can just let off AR-15s and shit. Here's the game plan. So like 2-3 times a week, I'm out there shooting or I'm out there camping or just whatever. Since society is not imposing enough physical limitations and challenging people enough, personally, I have to challenge myself. So I'll 3-day fast, and I'll do all kinds of other shit. And of course, I get stoned every day. So my game plan is this. Can you still hear me, guys? Here's the game plan.
What's the game plan, brother?
I'm training myself almost like a fucking warrior. Like I'm going to fucking battle. Like fucking Stallone and Rambo. And if the shit ever does hit the fan, I'm prepared anyway. But here's the point, bro. These chicks, what fucking game? If this shit hits the fan, these chicks be sucking my penis to have me protect their asses and shit. And in other words, the warriors out there like you, me, Eo, and these other fucks who have trained for a battle, these chicks will be sticking. We won't have to game them. They'll be begging us to take them fucking in. For protection and shift. What do you think of that?
I don't understand what you even said, dog. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, man.
No, we understand.
I'm telling these guys, I'm just telling all these young guys, they better be fucking, not just working out, but they better be preparing themselves as if they're going to fucking war.
Going to war with
shooting. In other words, martial arts, the whole fucking bit. And then if the shit ever hits the fan, which it could hit, then they're prepared like real fucking warriors. And if it never hits the fan, they're prepared anyway, and their confidence level's way up. What do you think of that? Every guy should be training as if he's a fucking Marine. What do you think of that? Every one of these fuckers should be training like a fucking Marine.
Go ahead. Love you. All right, thanks,
dude. This dude watched Platoon today. Hey, man, we appreciate the call, bro.
He saw Rambo. He saw Rambo coming out of the water. He put on his band and shit. Listen to some of the A-Team and shit. All right, let's break it 850, man. God damn it. Sorry, guys, for that shit. Erico 850, what's your question, man? What's up? Shit.
Hey, what's up, Steve? My question is, do you think playing chess will have the same effect as the puzzle pieces?
No, okay. It's a thing that I tell all my students to start off with.
Oh, okay.
If I tell you to get an orange, you gonna grab an apple?
No, sir.
Okay, then what do you think your answer is?
I don't. I appreciate you.
Okay, there you go. All right, good. All right, so we'll throw you back in. Thank you, sir. All right, so guys, y'all want to call it now? We got tons of questions that we can add as well, guys. If y'all want, he said Tropic Thunder. Yeah, he said E. Hey, E's brother. That was a good one, dog. Yeah. All right, guys, let me go ahead. We got some questions to ask. Guys, if you want to call in, y'all can. Y'all know the number, 563-999-3056 if you want to call in. We appreciate you guys with your questions. We got a ton of questions. We'll answer as many as we can. We take phone calls as well. See, I think, and I'll hold this for E to answer as well, but this is a issue with a lot of you guys. You're too worried about what they like. Women don't like arrogant men. They matter of fact, they hate arrogant men. They think arrogant men are assholes. They think arrogant men are cocky and conceited. You got it wrong. They like guys like you who are nice, who beat around the bush, who walk on eggshells, who don't know how to talk, who validates them, who hangs out with them, who just talks to them like they're family members. They like guys like you, but they don't like arrogant men. They hate arrogant men, again, because they're cocky, conceited, and arrogant. You got it all wrong. See, you're looking for like. They hate us, but they want to be with us because they know that they can't get their way with us. E, what say you on that, my brother?
I would say that that women like confident men more than arrogant men. See, like arrogance can sometimes it can work in moments, but she's got to like you first. So, like if the woman likes you a little bit, she like likes you and shit, you could occasionally get away with something really arrogant. But there's a difference between confidence and arrogance in my experience. Sometimes I was extremely arrogant and it was a turnoff because you could be too fly. You could be too good looking. You could have too much game. You could have too much mouthpiece. You could have too much body, too much dick, too much everything. And then now she's scared and shit. She's like, oh, I can't perform for this motherfucker. And so like you can't cross that line, man. It's too egotistical and it's really unnecessary. We got to remember women are very insecure creatures, man. Yeah. So you got to make them feel really safe. And, but there's a confident way to do that. And also another point to the Rambo guy, Spicoli and shit. I mean, he means well.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. You never have to worry about a woman's next move if you're constantly on your move.
Ooh, say that again, bro. Say that
I got to say
hold
it.
On, wait.
Every man.
Okay, go ahead. You're good.
Listen, I swear to God, this is the game right here. You never, ever have to worry about a woman's next move if that's not even on your fucking radar, and the only thing you're worried about is your next move. So either she can keep up with you, or she can run the fuck up to keep up with you, or she just gets left behind because this train keeps going. And so just remember that if you never have to worry about what the fuck she's doing, thinking, saying, none of that. You need to worry. You need to be concentrating on what you're doing, thinking, and saying, and then she will with you.
I hear you started this one, Ian. I'll go behind you on this one.
Let's go. On this one. Thiago, let's see. He said, is waiting for a signs of interest equivalent? Yes. I mean, that's the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
A sign of interest is the same bullshit that you heard it here. Too.
Yeah. T-Dog. We don't look for signs of interest because we're interesting people. We don't
right.
look for sexy women because we're sexy. We don't look for beautiful women because we're beautiful. We don't look for
That's
desirable
right.
women because we desire ourselves. You see where I'm going with this? The woman doesn't make me. She's got to work to get me. Stop worrying about signs and ETs and meteorites and all the other stuff. And just learn you. E always tells you that in his book. Make sure y'all get that motherfucking book. All right, let's get to the next one right here.
Appreciate that. All right, let's see. If a guy has tight game, how many girls can he successful pick up in one night? Question for both EO and Steve. Well, I mean, it's as many as he wants to pick up. I mean, it always comes back to the man. I mean, you know, there were times I was cool with just getting one connect and working that for the night. And then there were other times I made several connects. So there was one time I had several sex with like at least four women in 24 hours. So it's really your game. Remember, it comes back to your game. So however you want to run it, you want one chick, you want four chicks, five chicks. It's up to you.
Yeah, as E like said with the clock, as I showed you like last week with the clock, there were times, man, where I was just on fucking fire, where I had to douse myself out. And then there were times where I was cold as ice. I just,
That's right.
it just didn't work. But hey, but it never stopped me from loving that motherfucker who got shot down, because it's never my law. Every I have a boyfriend or I'm not interested, it was never my loss. So I kept moving on and I kept getting knocked down. So I've had medium days, great days, and I have days where I just learned a lot of shit that, hey, it just wasn't my motherfucking day. So I don't look at it. I don't look at success in who takes my information. The success I look at is me doing what the fuck I want to do. If I see her and I want to go after her, I'm going to go after her. That's success to me. Because where y'all guys are failing, you see it, but you're like, give yourself a million reasons why you shouldn't, or maybe she's too this or maybe that. So don't use women as success. They're only perks along your way as being a man. What say you, brother?
No, 100%. And then there were nights I went out and I didn't even want to talk to a chick.
Yes.
In my own zone.
Yes.
So I'm over here thinking about that, you know, maybe my next move in business or my next move. Maybe, you know, maybe I just wanted to watch the game. There were times I went out Monday Night Football, Bears playing and shit. I'm like, hey, shut the fuck up, bitch. I'm watching the game right now. Like there were times I would order my own pizza.
Yes.
I'm like, I got a small pizza, got my drink. And I'm just chilling, man. I'm having a good time by myself, and I'm not even really trying to holler. So you got to make sure that you're not always trying to do that. Treat yourself to a good time, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's, I call those dick resting days. So on those days, I was like diva. I don't want to. And you know the funniest thing? When you want to be left alone, it seems like they always
want
to talk to you.
That's when they want you. Yeah, of course. Of course.
They just want to talk to you.
Look at me. Look at me.
I'm here. Look at me.
Right.
You know, so, all right. So let's get to the next one. Let me check the phone calls real quick. Lines are open if y'all guys want to call in. We're answering questions now. Here we got one right here. Here we go.
All right. Can you gentlemen do a live demonstration of how to sit at a bar and how to hold your drink in hand? I mean, you know, everybody's different though. Like everybody has their own way of doing things. You know, personally, I like to sit up straight. I don't like to. You'll see too many guys at the bar like this and shit, like all depressed. Like, you know, like I don't really sit like that. You know, I sit up straight in my chair always because, you know, I mean, I'm happy about my shit. So I'm sitting up straight. You know, as far as drinking goes, I mean, it's just emotion to your mouth, bro. It ain't, I mean, like, it's just emotion, bro. I mean, you know, you could put, you know, I always say also open up your body language a little bit. So if you could put your arm on the chair next to you. Even if a girl's sitting there, I would. I've done it many times. A girl could be sitting there. I don't give a fuck. I'm like this. and so you could even do both if you want. You know, I mean, just open up your body language. Don't be closed up. Don't be closed off because women do pay attention to that sort of thing.
Now, brother, I know this is part of rehearsing, which y'all don't do. I would tell you, young man, get your little camera, your little iPhone, your whatever you got, your little fucking phone, whatever the fuck you got. And what I want you to do is I want you to get a chair, stand in your mirror, and I want you to walk, sit in your chair, and have a drink in front of you. I'm serious.
No, I'm laughing at Lita. Man.
Oh.
He's going to ask us, hey, how do you hold your dick in your chair?
I didn't see that. Stop. You're trying to say, stop, Lita. Lita, stop, man.
Lita, you're funny, bro. You always make me laugh.
Right.
Man. Hey, how you take a piss, yo? Don't lie.
Right.
Don't lie.
So what
you
I'm
put
saying.
Put your arm on the wall and shit.
And do you leave forward or pull back?
Oh.
And do you say, I'm E, I'm Everett over it, yes. And do you spell it with your hips? No, bro, look, get in the bathroom, have your drink, and lift it up, and just watch yourself. Watch you first. Watch what everyone's going to be seeing. Go back, look at the film, and see the one that fits you best, that fits you. And then that's the one you just keep working over, and that's going to be how you do it, man. You can't be us. So don't look at trying to do it how we do it. Find a way how you do it, E. Let me get to the
Ahead. Part of the reason why I like to sit up straight is just for good posture, like for my back. I mean, I ain't trying to impress this bitch. I mean, I'm trying to make sure like my posture is good. You know, like I'm sitting back. Even when you walk, I mean, you shouldn't be like hunchback and shit, like, you know, fucking head down. Like, you know, you should be shoulders back, chin up. This should be like a general thing for a man to do.
Yes. What topics to always avoid when to do? You're not okay. You're. What,
yeah.
Okay,
go ahead, man. I'll go after.
I'm trying. Okay, you guys, you're not seducing. You're scaring, because if you think or use the word "I'm doing this to," you've got it all. You're doing it all wrong. The seduction has to be the seducing of oneself. I keep telling you, it goes back to inside. Y'all got to learn how to seduce yourselves, man. Okay? Y'all looking. You're looking at the surface. Stop being a surface dweller. Get off the surface and come beneath the surface, okay? As my dog says in his book, it begins and ends with you. It doesn't have nothing to do with the woman. So don't look at topics to seduce her. Look at things about yourself that you can talk about that can trigger emotional behaviors. Her smiling, her biting her bottom lip, her laughing, her leaning over and touching you, her telling you things about herself that she doesn't tell any average guy. Stop looking at ways to seduce the woman and learn how to seduce yourself. E, what say you, brother?
Yeah, man. I mean, I feel like if you're trying to seduce, you're not seducing.
Yes.
I mean, you know, if you're trying to be cool, you ain't cool.
Yes.
You know, you're trying to run game, you ain't got no game. You know, like it's like game is just in you. It's just in you. It's in everything you do. You're not really performing for the woman. Like try to get away from trying to perform for her and just be yourself, man. And again, you may not know who to be with women because you don't have a lot of experience. This is why you got to get around hundreds and thousands of women, man.
Yeah.
You got to talk to women. I used to kiss women after I'd take a shot with her, like, hey, take it, come here. Like, I would just kiss her. I would just make moves on shit. I used to rub thigh, ask SNO. First time we met out, I had my fucking hand up her pussy and shit. You know, but don't do that. I'm not telling you to do that because I got game. Hold on.
He showed me
disclaimer, this. Disclaimer. Don't touch women that don't want you to touch them. But, you know, on the first date, I had this motherfucker all crazy. So, you know, like you got to stop worrying about that, man, and just get experience. You got to get out there. You'll never know until you get more experience. And then it just happens. You'll pick up on things. You'll know when to make a move. You'll know when to go reach into her ear and say something to her. You know, you don't do it based on a list on your hand like a quarterback looks at the fucking plays and shit. It's one of those things where you read the defense, you read what the girl is showing you, and then you run the play.
Yes, sir. All right, let's get this one. Here you go, right here.
Do y'all have anything notable about women with tattoos to keep in mind, especially anything with a long-term relationship? I mean, people get tattoos like for nothing today.
I'm about to get one in my hand.
I mean, sometimes they could be sexy and shit, and that is a damaged fucking woman because she gets tattoos.
Yeah.
You'll hear all those red pill fucking losers, and I'm not saying all red pill guys are losers. Some are good teachers, but there's a lot of guys that never had a bitch in their life, and they got turned down by a chick with a tattoo, and he's forever scarred because of that shit. You gotta be careful. You listen to these fucking guys that get rejected by women, and then they go make a video about this shit. This motherfucker didn't get no pussy today. He hit on a bitch. She didn't show him any interest. He runs back to press play to now bash women and shit. So look, today everybody's expressing themselves, so to speak. Everybody's expressing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Now look, clearly, you know, a woman with a bunch of tattoos. I mean, you want to do a little investigative work and kind of understand where she came from, so you can see if she's coachable and stuff. But nah. You shouldn't necessarily point that woman to being a woman that is not qualified to be upgraded.
Yeah, I would say stop looking at the tattoo and look at the behavior. I mean, mm-hmm. her tattoo is a part of her personality. You, which y'all guys are being trained to do is to look at something from the out. Okay, you don't want a woman looking at you and saying, oh, you're a loser, you know, even if you're not one. You don't want someone judging you that way. You know what I mean? Don't judge women off of what they have, their body. And again, if you're smart enough, you can use that as conversation because maybe there was something in her tattoo that caught your eye. And, you know, what was behind that thought? Why did, you know, what was that?
But what inspired that?
Yeah,
what inspired
that tattoo? Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
that's a really good point.
So I'm just saying for you guys, look at the person. Listen, always judge every woman on how she treats you. Regardless of what she has on her arm or her sleeve and all that other stuff. Like E said, women just love getting tattooed. They're just some as one that has a bunch of tattoo, it's addictive. It's very you get addicted to the pain. You get addicted to that fucking needle. I don't know why, but I thought I was gonna get one, E, and I got. Matter of fact, I'm about to get my hand tattooed.
I'm actually about to touch up mine and add to them too. So
I'm about to get that shit.
Did
you know there's spray? Hey, I want to tell you real quick. Did you know there's spray now? They got numbing spray. Look that up right there.
That.
Yeah. Oh man, dog. Yeah. Especially with like the spots that really fucking But yeah, so yeah, but
right.
Yeah, but do that. Don't look
this,
at the woman.
And that question by guest of honor is actually not even his question. He heard somebody in the manosphere say that shit.
Wait, who's
like, guess? Don't be with a woman with tattoos and all
oh,
that.
Oh shit!
See, somebody scares you into thinking that, bro.
Wow.
Like again, if she got piercing, and I mean, look, there's overboard. I mean, do you really want? I mean, women, your women should reflect you to some degree. So, but if she's overboard, like fucking nose rings and all that shit, I mean, do you really want a bitch with a big ass holes in her ears? I mean, like, look, I mean, there's overboard. If you can get a tattoo that's got a certain level of class to it, it's in a spot. It's not, you know, it just depends. I mean, but some of these women are good women. You just got to talk to them, man. Stop judging them so much.
Well, and let's think about guests of honor. Here's the problem. It's not the tattoos, is that you want to use the tattoos as a reason to why you don't want to go talk to her, because you automatically think that because someone on YouTube told you women with tattoos are bad, when you see one that you like because you're too chicken shit to go and talk to her, this is a built-in excuse for you. See that, dog? Come on, man. Get some fucking balls, dude. Next one right here.
Is it important to know the type of woman you like and why? No, it is eventually to know your preferences, but it comes back to not really physical characteristics. That's part of it, but it's the behaviors that you want. It's behaviors, but more important than a woman is knowing yourself. What's important to you? And then naturally, the woman will see what's important to you as you're living life. This is actually how you attract women that are good fits for you. You go out and do the things you love doing. And then if the woman is there, she's going to see you there, and then you guys will have something in common. But the more importantly, you have to actually figure out what it is that's important to you. Eventually, though, behavior's got to be important. Kindness, good communication. Is she sweet? Is she affectionate? Does she respect you? These are things that are attracted to real men.
Yeah, real quick, we just got other calls to grab. But I just want to say to you, this is y'all's problem right here. See, women, I always say, women are like music. You've got house women, country, western, alternative, blues, pop, rock, jazz, goth, metal, hip-hop, house, techno, hardcore. You got different kind of women. But what they have in common is they will follow a man. Don't go out looking for a type of woman. Know what it is you want, and I believe me, either even one that isn't going to do what you want when she sees you're interesting, she will modify her fucking behavior. I promise you, hey, just because they guys all, you know, across the street, they'll tell you if A does it to B, then A is going to do it to C bullshit. What I'm saying is when a woman gets around a real man, no matter what she is, she will modify her behavior because she sees the value in that person. So don't look at the type she is. Be your man. Center on you. Be the man. And then those around you that want to be around you will, and those that won't. Who gives a fuck both ways? All right, we got a call. All right, from the DMV, 301. That's Maryland. That's Maryland.
You know what it is? You know what it is about these shows, man? I said this already. You know, coping like a motherfucker, bro. These are possessed men that hate themselves.
Yeah.
And we're putting that holy water game on their fucking ass.
The power of the game compels you, right?
Just fucking react. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, go ahead, caller. What's up, brother?
Hey man, I'm actually originally from the Maryland area, but I live out in Ohio now in Toledo.
Yes, sir.
So yeah, I actually moved about 2 years ago, and you know, during the pandemic and stuff, I got some family out here. But I go out a lot and I do stuff, but I'm having a hard time kind of meeting women, and you know, I feel like because I don't have a lot of social connections here, it kind of holds me back from meeting women.
Oh.
And
you know, you're not just
hoping, bro.
You're coming. Caller. Our compadre, 1950, says, give him a bottle of water, put him in a third world country, and come back in a week, and he'll have the bitches. he'll have the village cooking for him. So what I'm saying to you, brother, don't use the environment as the excuse. Let me ask you a question. Let's say you see a woman you're interested in. What are you saying to her, sir?
You know, I'd talk to her just like, you know, I would anywhere else.
I don't know.
Be like, hey, how are you tonight? Or, you know, if I notice something about the environment, I'll be like, you know, what do you think about that that's going on over there?
But isn't that an intrusive question that you're asking her when you don't even know her? Why would you ask her what she thinks about it? Do you really care what she thinks?
No, not really. But right. I mean, if it's something that's important, maybe I would. But now it's just to get a conversation started.
But that's okay. Don't use. You can use it, but what I'm saying is that this is where game comes in. At you should be the environment to say, "Hey, look at me," versus those trees and the ducks and the fucking flowers and shit. Look at me, versus look over there. Do you see what I'm saying, caller?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So when you do that, then see, I think your problem is there's a little bit of, I can hear a little bit of anxiety, maybe a little bit of lack of confidence in you. I hear some of those things in you, and this is why you're going to definitely need some coaching, because you're not going to be able to do it on your own. I mean, I'm just seeing how you're talking right now, brother. All right. Well, I'll throw it to E. E, what got you?
Caller, how long have you had the same hair?
What's that?
How long have you had the same haircut, the haircut you got? How long have you had it?
Shit, probably about the last 10 years, I'd say.
Yeah. You know, when you look in the mirror, what do you see?
You know, I mean, I've gained some weight over the years. I think it's been for the better because, you know, I'm in my late 20s and I had a little bit of a late growth spurt weight-wise, I think. But, you know, I feel like I've gotten more confident as the years have gone on. But I definitely, you know, could be better appearance-wise, I think.
You're like the personality. You got, like, that tone of voice of a guy that is, like, has to wear a woman down. Like, you got to be, like, her beta male friend for a long time and, you know, just kind of hope that you fall into some pussy and shit. So, you know, like, you gotta work with one of us, hire us, because, you know, I'd have to work on your image. I'd have to work on your tone of voice, you know, the cadence to your voice. Like, there's a lot that I'm seeing that women are picking up as soft boy, you know, energy. And so, you know, I would encourage you to consider investing in one of us.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. I definitely have. You know, I like your guys' show. I like your guys' content. Like I said, you know, I've been in positions where I've had women interested before, and a lot of times it's fallen through the cracks. And it seems like the ones that I do get involved with, they end up not really being a good fit for me, and I get frustrated, and I get rid of them quickly and move on.
You just need to get coaching so we can get to the core of you, because we can't do that on the air. But we really have to break you down to build you back up and see where the things are down. Okay, my brother.
Man, I was going to say something. Up, man. You ever see that dude that just always has a wedgie and shit? Like, this guy kind of reminds me of, like, he'll get about his chair. He just always got a wedge. Just all day. Like, 24 hours, just got a wedge.
Hey, 301, hey, he's from Chicago. Fuck him. He's Chicago. We DMV, baby. Stand up, man. I'm from the DMV like you. Yeah, we stand up, man. Don't let them Chicago motherfuckers talk shit to you. All right, nah, we can't. 301. You do tell him got a wedge. That's all good, man. Now we got another call to grab with 301. Get back on the back end, man, okay?
Will do. Thank you, guys.
I look forward to coaching you, man. You pick one of us, man. We'll help you out, bro.
Okay, 309. 309, what's your question, man?
Hey, what's up, man, brothers? How y'all doing tonight?
What's up, man?
Yeah. Yo, y'all wild in there.
I tell you, man, I know all these motherfuckers. I got every fucking archetype down, bro. I got the wedgie dude. Got the dude that sweats all the time. Go ahead, bro. What's your question, man? We got a few minutes.
Yeah. So my question is, can y'all give me, like, some tips on how I can be smoother with my game? Because I went out, I did my thing this weekend. I approached the girls that I wanted to approach. And I even got approached by some girls that I had to cut off because they didn't meet, like, my standards. But at the end, I didn't get the results that I wanted. So, like,
hey, what are your standards? How do you know that they met your standards? Or you just met them. What are your standards?
Yeah, I'm talking about I wasn't attracted to.
Oh, say okay. I don't know what that means. You got to be more specific. Okay, didn't understand that.
Oh.
But you can't. It's not a hat and a coat. I don't think y'all understand smooth. You can't just put a hat on and be smooth, young man.
Yeah.
You got to get under a mitt. See, look again. let me show you, E, because I had this. I always tell these guys this shit. Let me see. Let me pull it up for you, E. See, hey guys, y'all got to stop being in Miyagi-Do. When y'all in Miyagi-Do thinking this way, this shit ain't gonna work for y'all. You must get a mentor, young man. That's what you know.
Yeah, ahead, Steve is right, and Smooth is like a calmness. You know, like it really, it's just like this calm, yeah, centeredness to him. Like, not too eager to get her, but if you like something about it and there's something that is resonating between the two of you, you know how to navigate it. So remember, true coolness and true game is a guy who ain't thirsty for shit.
Yeah.
This guy is fed. This guy got what he wants. He's got options. He's not rushing anything. That's why we tell you, don't bring up sex. You just the look of you should be making her think of sex. Like, not just your physical attributes, although that's part of it, your shoulders, your back, your arms, but it's just like the way you are. It's just your presence. And that's really what the inner game is what matters. The outside game is a reflection of the inner game too, but a lot of guys focus on the outside, but that inner game, y'all stay in the gym, but your mental whack.
Yeah.
You know, like, you got muscles and shit, but you can't take rejection. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't know how to handle adversity. You know, you break down, you fall in love with women quickly. So what's the point of having a good body when your heart is shaky, your mind is shaky? So, right, you know, continue to watch us. And then, you know, when you can, I would book some time with one of us.
Yeah, absolutely. So what I'm saying to you, brother, is look, I've easily, just like me telling the guy about the fire. You know, watching the fight. You know how fucking, how many women just like are just like intrigued to know, like, what is it like? Well, I mean, what do you think about? And wow, I've never heard a man that's so just. I mean, they love that. That's like Smooth, because I do things for myself. See, y'all don't understand the rules of Smooth. Y'all think that E and I just, like, after the show is over, we just unzip ourselves and everything. We're like, okay.
Go hang this motherfucker. Yeah,
that's a great show, E. Oh, my God. I've got to get my nose. I got to get the stomach out of my nose next time, E. My glasses are teeth. Y'all think we, this is what we are. We Smooth because not only we know we some bad motherfuckers, we know what we can do with them if they lucky enough to get our time, brother.
Yeah.
Like, you know, women really like guys that invite them to do things like with them. So, like, for example, I think Steve mentioned the fire, but even if you had like a crib with a bonfire and shit, you'd be like, hey, listen, you're cool. Grab a friend, get a bottle of something, come over tonight. I'm having a fire. So it's like little things that you can invite the woman to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's why I say to build that dope life and the romance every facet of it. So that way you're not pedestalizing her. All of it is important. All of it is a dope experience. Every single thing you do.
Yeah, real quick. Let me ask you. All right. So a woman's knocking on your door. Show me Smooth. What would you do? She's not. Walk us through what you would do if a woman knocked on your door.
Yeah. I'll open the door. I'll grab her by the hand. I'll grab her, hug her, give her a nice smell, tell her she's smelling good, direct her to where I want her to sit, got ready the wine ready, got some music playing in the background, got the lights dimmed, and I'm just doing my thing, you know? Flirt up on her.
But then why are you asking us about Smooth then?
Well, I'm talking about when I'm at the bar. Like, for example, I was with
the
guy, I was talking to these girls.
That same mindset carries over at the bar. Because I'm saying you don't see it. The same thing you said should carry over to the bar when you talk to a woman. You're saying, what is your resume? Show me why you could be that woman when I open the door, I do all these things too.
And there's something really important that I want to point out. You could do all that shit and still be thirsty to the motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could do all of that and be looking at her like a creep, like looking at her like you ain't had sex in like a year.
Yeah.
You got to do all that. But like at the same time, it's like you ain't doing it. It's like you're doing it, but ain't nothing special for her. It's not that it is insignificant, but this is just who you are.
Yeah, but
like as if your boy came over. Yeah. What's up, man? Good to see you, bro. I got your Heinekens upstairs. Like, like it's just a way of life. It's not a special occasion. It's just a way of life. But I could see you looking at a chick like, hey, you smell good. They're great looking good and shit. Like, it's just too much, bro. Like, you could do all of the shit
you can listen to Steve and I, and we can tell you what we do, yeah. But then you'll give her the wrong fucking look and just tell her, like, tell her too much. Say it in a way that sounds thirsty, and you just killed the whole mood.
So
it's got to be, like, real smooth and almost like as if you do this shit regularly.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, you're too busy. What you sound like, you're too busy worshiping women. That's why this shit ain't going to work. You're too busy worshiping women, man.
That's right.
Whenever, I always tell you, whatever you
put ahead of you. I hope I'm not trying to sound like that because, like, what I've been saying is, like, I'm telling them what I want. You feel me? Like, I'm approaching them and telling them what I want.
What is it that you want? What do you want from them? I want to know. What do you want from them?
Yeah, so, like, at the occasion that I was in, like, I wanted to hook up with them. Because that's, like, something normal that we do over here.
How is it that you normally do over there, but yet you coming to us asking us that about some shit you don't know what the fuck you're doing? How does that work? Don't you think you should stop listening to that normal shit and listen to motherfuckers that know game?
I got to make a video that says men lie more than women.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
Like,
dude,
for real, y'all want to make videos in this space like some punk-ass bitches talking about women are going to lie to you. All you motherfuckers lie when you call in.
Listen to this shit. Listen to this shit, dude. Listen to this.
Yeah.
You can't be listening to me because I would tell you, you in the wrong place. I would tell you right now because I don't teach you how to just get ass from women like that, man. Because you know what smooth is? Smooth is the one that ain't trying to fuck. Smooth is the one that's so smooth, they want to fuck him. So you can never be smooth.
I didn't say I wanted to fuck them.
Did you not say he wanted to hit Steve,
man? Listen to Steve. He's correct.
Steve, did he just not say he wanted to hit? Didn't you just say you
he
said?
Did.
I said more than women, bro.
You guys are worse. You guys are worse than women at lying, bro.
Hold up. I said I wanted to kiss them. I didn't say. Like almost.
Doesn't matter, bro. You want to put your lips on a bitch you don't know.
You
like
don't
that,
know
like...
nothing about her. Do you understand? They got this weird thing. They got this weird thing called makeup, and what it does, it can cover up little herpy things on her lip, and she can paint them motherfuckers, and you never know the difference. Fuck you talking, man.
Hold
why
up.
Are you so desperate, man?
You guys gotta stop trying to smash
hold
so
up,
much and just live
can
life
I,
and be a
question?
Dope dude,
so
man. Like, and she gonna throw the pussy at you, bro. Women that see you ain't thirsty want to throw the pussy at you, man.
Can I ask her a question, then?
Go ahead.
Yeah, like, so you're telling me, like, if I'm at a bar and I see a girl that, like, I find interesting and I approach her and we're hitting it off.
This is the problem. How could you find a bitch at a bar interesting, bro? You're supposed to be interesting and including her in on some dumb shit.
Wait. What makes her interesting? You haven't even talked to the bitch yet.
Yeah, you can't. Like, y'all be trying to, like, give people credit they don't deserve, bro. Like, you're so thirsty, bro.
What I mean by find her interesting is I talked to her. I saw that she's worth my time. Like, she's worth it that I try to hook up with her.
You didn't say that.
What it is that you can't control your fucking hormones, bro. And you're letting your little dick point you in directions and shit and start giving women fucking labels that they don't even deserve yet. Interesting, amazing, beautiful energy. I'm trying to get to know you. You don't even know this motherfucker.
Yeah. Why are you giving all that play? Why are you giving all that up? Why are you upping her? What's so special about her, dog? She looked at me. She's interesting.
That's some real talk right there. Yo, she glanced at me and then turned her fucking head. She must be interesting.
She smiled at me and she's interesting, right? Wait.
That don't matter, though, if she do that, because it matters if I want to get at her or not. That's what matters.
Get at her for what? What are you getting at her for?
All right, let's say I'm at a bar and I see this girl. She's cute. I want to approach her because I liked her. I liked the way she was smiling. I'm going to go and approach her and talk to her and give her my contact. But sometimes maybe I want to hook up at the bar, like kiss
hook
her
up.
There.
Hook up. What is hook up? What is hook up?
Where are you going to take her?
I'm talking about kissing her at the bar, not talking about taking her home because I don't know nothing about her yet to take her home.
Well,
but
then
if
why
I
would you
want to
put your
bar,
lips on someone you know nothing about? Why would you want to put your lips on someone you know nothing about?
Yeah, because I think she's beautiful and I want to kiss her. That's
what. Oh, wait, you think. So you're telling me you're falling in love with a false hurt. You understand?
I'm not falling in love.
You understand? Wait. No. You understand? Makeup is a lie. Weave, eyeliner, fingernails, all that shit is to get weak suckers with no game to fall for the magic. The illusion. It's an illusion, sir.
Yeah, the problem is
that I don't care about none of that.
How old are you, man?
You got 18. You got 18. Okay.
I'm 26.
Oh, fuck no.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I mean, it's not unusual for you to be talking like this, but you're just very thirsty man, bro. You're very thirsty. And I hope you outgrow that shit.
What does she do to make you
want to
kiss her?
Mindset where, you know, you almost got to act like women. You ever notice how women ain't trying to give you shit in the beginning, bro? They ain't trying to give you shit. They don't want to give you nothing. They don't even want to look at you. Even though they might be attractive, you're like, I ain't looking at this motherfucker right now. Like for real, like, you're over here wanting to kiss them. You know.
Can y'all tell me how, though, I seem thirsty, though? Like, I don't get why do I seem thirsty.
You see a woman, how I sound thirsty? Like, you just talk. Even you got to work on your tone, bro, and your cadence, man.
Brother.
Like, I could see you walking up the chick and just looking at her, like, and talking to her. She's like, damn, this dude's kind of slow. Like, and I'm not even being mean, bro. You even the way you talk, it's like you got to even work on your communication, bro. I see flaws in the way you talk.
Do you understand that you don't have to kiss a woman when you're smooth? You just go talk to her, and she will slowly start to inch her ass up close to you. And when you're really good, call her. I know you never heard this before. It's going to be odd. But they will say, you know, I really want to kiss you right now. Or they'll just grab you and lean over and kiss you. They do that. You don't – see, listen, I sure eat up. I don't go in looking for – I don't know why y'all keep looking. You're adding extra pressure on you when you are looking for sex, looking for some type of affection from a woman when you don't have game. That's extra pressure versus going in there and having a good time. And if a woman just so happened to come along that you run into, you go ahead and start talking to her and let things go. But let me ask you a question. So the woman that you want to kiss, you say what? I want to kiss you right now? How does that work? Well, I was just saying, what are y'all talking about?
You're talking about macking on bitches at the club and shit.
Look,
how are you going to do it then?
Yo, for real, like, if I'm talking to her, I've already, like, introduced myself and everything. I could say something around the lines like, oh, so what you drinking? Oh, is it good? Nah, yeah, all right. I want to know how it tastes on your lips. Or I can be like, yo, I heard that short girls here don't.
Women have this detection system. I don't know. Maybe that it's installed in them when they're 7 years old. It's called a creeper detecting system. I don't know where it comes in at and all this other stuff. But if you go around saying that stupid shit to women, they should either throw something in your face or punch you right in your eye because you sound weird as fuck. Wait, now let me get this straight. You look like the kind of guy that might drop something in their drink, and this show does not advise any guy. Do not put anything in their drink. But
what? Are you serious?
Yeah, you sound
kind of punchy, bro. You sound like a Rocky reject and shit. Like it's just your voice, bro. It's your voice. It is, bro. You're like, you know what kind of drink is that? I kind of want to get a little bit off your nose. Like it's just corny, bro. Like you got to work on your cadence, your tone. I'm telling you, this is your problem. I swear to you, I'm not trying to make fun of you. I'm telling you that this is what you sound like. And when you're thirsty trying to kiss chicks right away, I'm telling you, it's a bad look, bro. I'd rather you give it a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Give it a little bit of time, man. Hey, let me ask you something. You got your own place?
Well, you sound real happy.
You ever invite a woman back to your place, bro?
Yeah, I have, of course.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
The funny thing is that last week.
Standard for yourself and have a self-preservation about you. Women are attracted to men that self-preserve, that are not like willing to give them things that they should. You have to make a woman work for it, bro. I remember one time I left the bar
I was with a chick all night, not all night, like 3 hours, pretty much the whole night. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. She was a model, bro. Fucking beautiful. I said, man, fuck this tall bitch. I need coffee for the morning. Real talk. I swear to God, she was tall and shit. And I said, hey, fuck this bitch. I said to myself, I didn't say it to, I said, listen, I'm going to get out of here. I got to stop at the store. I don't have coffee for the morning. So we'll talk later this week. This motherfucker ran out of the bar, went to my car, asked me to kiss her at the bar, at my car, and then said, I'm leaving behind you. Can I see you later? I fucked her later on that night. But you know why I fucked her? Because I chose coffee over that bitch. Yep.
So you good, sir? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Right, well, the funny thing is that, no, the funny thing is that, like, y'all said that I sounded corny, like, and I'm going to take that because I'm going to work on that on my voice. But when I said that to the girl, she was smiling, laughing. She was like,
hey, wait,
oh,
wait,
I don't
wait,
know.
Wait, 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 wait. She wanted a drink. She wanted another drink.
Wait, wait, wait. Then why are you calling us then? If all that bullshit you just said, what are you calling us for?
Yeah, so what happened was when I tried to go for the kiss, I couldn't get it.
What you think?
Even though I thought like she was.
Hey,
she wasn't,
think? Why do you think that is?
Yeah,
you
but she was like laughing, smiling. She wasn't looking like I was looking like a creep. Excuse me?
Do you think if a woman smiles at you that she actually likes you?
Nah, women, but I'm thinking about, like, oh, she's giggling, smiling, looking women. Down.
Brother, what
but
part?
But you said she didn't kiss you, though, right?
She didn't
want to
kiss you.
Doing all that, but didn't kiss you, right?
Yeah, she didn't.
Right. So why do you think
exactly,
that is?
Exactly.
Why do you think that is?
I mean, for me, it means that she wasn't attracted to me.
No, she was creeped out by your fucking ass. Cause you
yeah, she probably was attracted to you, but you started this. I don't mean to cut the dean off. My
no,
bad,
you're good,
bro.
You're good.
But the problem is you fucked it up with that kind of talk, man. I want every guy to show a sense of self-preservation to him when he's with women. Like, you're not beat. Look at these motherfuckers, bro. They ain't got shit to offer, yet they act like they got the highest standards in the world of women, man. And what I mean by they don't have a lot to offer is they got something to offer, but we don't know what that is just yet. We don't know what that is, and plus we have to train her. We have to coach her. We have to bring the best on her. So I'm not saying they're worthless because they're certainly not. Women are not worthless. But if they're off jump, we don't know nothing about these girls. But you would think they're fucking Queen Elizabeth, bro, Queen of New York or some shit. I'm telling you. So you have to have self-preservation about you when you're talking to a woman, that you don't give shit up real easy.
Yeah,
they gotta earn
that
shit.
Yeah, you're giving away too much of you, and you're coming off too damn desperate, dog. It's like what made you think she wanted to kiss you? Just let us know real quick. What made you think that woman wanted to kiss you?
Yeah, because she was laughing, smiling, giggling.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you a question.
When
you're
I'm talking
entertaining her, that's why you entertaining her, bro. You're like her clown tonight,
right? You're a court jester. That's just how it is, man.
But I was being direct, though. I wasn't trying to be jester. I was super direct.
Okay, let's keep peeling this back. What did you say that was direct?
Yeah, like when I approached her, I introduced myself and I told her what did I like when I saw her. Like, I liked her smile, or I liked the way she was dancing, or whatever it is that I liked about her.
That's not being direct. That's just telling her what's on your mind. What was the direct? Where's the
you
direct?
You like too much stuff.
Right.
Damn,
so then you sit down, then what? What came out of your mouth next?
Or for example, if I saw her looking at me, I'd be like, hey, I saw you looking at me. I wanted to give you the chance to get to know me, whatever it is. Like, so it's like,
y'all really say that shit? Man. You need to,
yeah, what you could say that, because that ain't going to work, and then women are going to think you're fucking nerdy, bro. What you need to say is, if you're going to use that, say, I'd give us an opportunity to meet. It sounds way better than, hey, I'm trying to, yo, I thought I saw you look at me I was going to give you a chance to get to know me, you feel me? You got some salt from that margarita on your lip. Let me lick that shit off real quick. Like, get the fuck out of here, bro. Come on, man.
Yeah,
I'm saying
man,
it for your own good, man.
You got to learn some game, though. You need
I'm listening.
You need to get some help, man.
I'm listening.
Stop hanging out with that little circle of people you hang out with, man. Your motherfuckers.
I like how you're responding to this because I'm actually not being real nice about it, and I'm doing it on purpose just to test your emotional intelligence, and you're actually taking it pretty well. So I will commend you on that. But you just have some subtle things you need to work on. Self-preservation is important. Delivery, cadence, tonality.
All that shit.
And stop being so egotistical. I mean, you could tell a woman that, hey, listen, I thought I'd come over here. We saw each other a couple of times. I thought we'd meet.
See, egotistical with no game is creepy, sir, okay? No. And ones that have game don't try to be egotistical. We're just perceived as egotistical because women can't phase us. So it's weird how all this stuff works, but you're trying to be something that you're not.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
So stop trying to be that.
Good call, though. Good call.
Okay?
All right. Good call.
So we'll
appreciate it.
Throw you, I got this, is a good question right here. I want to hear before you end the show. All right. Thank you. And I respect to you. All right.
Good call. You handled it well. Yeah. I will give it to you. You handled it well. I wasn't very nice. But I was testing you. I was testing your emotional intelligence, and you took it well, man. So you're on your way, man. Just stop trying to be cool and just be cool. Like, just stop trying to be cool. You're trying to be that New York cool and shit. Hey, girl, what's up? I'm kind of like
let me lick this off.
Hold on. I need love, bitch. I need love.
You said let me lick this off.
He's licking his lips. Yeah, baby, take ass to L. Cool J, you feel me? I need love, shit.
I need love. You're it.
Right. Oh, shit.
All right. For men trying to prove themselves, what are your thoughts on use of marijuana, alcohol, or caffeine? What say you first, E, on that?
Wait, what the fuck? What, for men trying to improve? Shit, hey, man, damn, what the fuck kind of question is this, bro? So no, we don't condone the abuse of any of those three things. Now, look, you want to smoke a little weed, I ain't going to tell you, grown-ass man, I ain't going to tell you not to do it. Now, if you abuse it, man, it's going to steal your soul, bro. You're going to have no soul left. You're just going to be sitting there all punchy like our last dude. Come on, man, don't do that.
Oh,
and so, no, anything you abuse is bad, man. Put good things in your body, bro.
Yeah, I would say to this, listen, don't, if you're using these things to talk or interact with a woman, then don't leave that woman alone. Don't do it because you're creating an addiction because you're going to get around women, a lot of women. If you got to smoke or drink or have some kind of caffeine in you to feel a certain way to talk to women, that's not a good thing. Why not create your, what I always say, E, your own drug lab? You should have in your mind the cocaine of you building, the fentanyl of you building, the marijuana of you building, and the rock of you building. You should have several buildings of how you talk that is so smooth and so intoxicating to that damn woman, she becomes hooked on you. We don't want you to get hooked on your own drug or drugs, but I don't mind you tasting your drug of you. You know, taste your drug of you. Get high. Okay. Get high off of your drug because your drug is a shit. But you want to give the woman a sample of you versus smoking and drinking.
Yeah, I got to give bitches smelling salt, Narcan and shit, motherfucking Narcan shot. Get up, bitch. Yeah, fuck the shit out. Hey, no, but real talk, man. If you got that game, you got that fuck game down, bro, and you seduce her with your mouthpiece, bro. Hey, you ever had a bitch you had to wake up like, hey, you breathing?
You okay, baby?
I swear to God, I fucked a bitch one time. I thought she died. I ain't even going to lie.
Hey,
I had to tell her to breathe.
Clear.
It's not even a joke. I told her, hey, breathe. Breathe. I swear to God that happened.
Breathe. Boosh. Dog.
Right.
Oh, you a fool, right. Man. You a fool, man. God damn
it. Hey, let's roll it, man. We're good. Let's get
roll,
out of here,
roll,
man. Good
mama.
Show,
oh,
man.
Yeah,
it was a great show tonight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Great show tonight, guys. Tell me how to get in touch with you and all that.
Yeah,
shit, man.
Yeah, man. First of all, shout out to the man, Mindset. Make sure you subscribe. I'm Coach Yo, man. I'm with the Champion Game Productions. So, yeah, come with us, man. Look, we don't complain about women. We call out men for everything because it begins and ends with the man.
Yes.
We blame men for everything because
yes.
It is your fault, 100% your fault. Do women only contribute to a mess that you create?
Just remember that right now. Women only contribute and add to a mess that you create. And then also on the flip side is women will contribute to some beautiful shit that you create. Remember, that's the game right there.
Shout out to E. Shout out to everybody in the chat room, all you guys out there. Thank you, SNO, for keeping things on the SNO.
Yes.
Thank you. And thank you, Unique. We appreciate you guys. Freelance Ronin, as always, over your head, Freelance Ronin. That's just a Freelance Ronin statement. But listen, guys, I just want to say, you guys out there, look, in your mind, just try one time tonight if you can. Just turn on, go to Netflix, turn on lights off, turn on the fireplace, and just start looking into the fire, man, and learn about yourself, man. Relax. Stop worrying about the outside world and start worrying about how you can go. You know what? In my mind, I think that little plot of land over there is where I'm going to build my synthetic lab where I go and get that drug, my pill of me. You got to – all this stuff, everything we're saying – y'all motherfuckers, please cop this motherfucker's book, please. If you haven't got the book,
and Steve's book's coming out too pretty soon, so be on the lookout.
I mean, my shit ain't out yet. I'm talking about your motherfucker's book. Cop this motherfucker's book.
It's on Amazon, man.
Yeah,
it's Hey, look, and another thing you need to do, the fire is dope, and Steve is 100% right. Oh, another thing to do is look up in the sky, man, at night. Look how beautiful this shit is that we live in, bro. The stars, the moon. I mean, look at you. I mean, think about how wonderful it is to be alive, man.
This is dope. I can journey this, dog. That's right.
I go out at night, man. I look up in the sky because where I live is dark as shit.
Yes. Yes.
And I look up and I'm amazed at, like, just the world we live in, man.
Yeah.
And it's like there's so much to treasure. There's so much to experience. And women are part of that, but they're not the whole thing. The reason why you get whooped on women is because you ain't whooped on yourself. Whooped on yourself,
yes,
man. Get
yes.
whooped on all of life, and then she'll just be a beautiful addition, but she won't be the whole fucking thing. That's your problem.
Yeah, and I can say, as E said, look out your window and see the infinite. I mean, you are like that. Your mind is infinite. There's just so much that you can be and learn. You haven't even scratched the surface of you guys. I promise you. When you start to follow, listen, if you need help, go to E. Go over there. Get the coaching from him so he can show you how to get you at your core. Go over here to the Man Mindset. Wherever you go, the thing that he and I can do for you is get you at your core. You're not there yet. Because like E was saying, there's so many guys out there complaining that all you're doing is putting layers over your core. And then you're asking a question. You're asking a question from the surface, and you think it's going to go all the way and penetrate your core? No. It's going to hit probably two layers and stop right there. That's why it's not seeping in, because it's not at your core. We will teach you how to get to your core, but you must be a student of the game, and you must invest in stuff. We're good at the end of the day, and I'm sure even really, we like to have you, but we don't need you. We would like to teach you, but we don't need you. We only want to help those that really want to help themselves. And if you want to help yourself, do it. But if you want to keep bird watching, keep bird watching. But you're going to realize I'm going to be like a broken fucking record. You're going to need a mentor to guide you. Anything else before we go, man?
You know, I'm going to say this. The reason why women are miserable, because really they are. They put on a front and they put on all this makeup and enhancements and shit. But the underneath, man, when you really get to talking, they're sad women. You know why?
Oh, yeah.
They lack depth because they lack dealing with men with depth. See, when you make it all about pussy, you make it all about sex, you make it all about getting her in bed, you're really not being anything different, man.
Yeah.
But if she could see, like, damn, this dude loves life. This dude loves nature. This dude loves – he's got his hobbies. He's really – these things are important to him. He creates wonderful pieces of art. Maybe, like, she comes in your house, she's like – you're like, yeah, I made that one back in, like, 2017. I made that one right there. I bought this at an art gallery in New York City. I had it shipped over to me. Yeah, this one's from Chicago. This is from a local artist that I know. I got this – I picked this one up. It's a unique – it's a one-of-a-kind piece. It's like when you're talking to women like this, she sees, like, damn, this dude's got depth. This dude loves his life, and I could learn something from him. And so that's what women are craving. They're actually craving leadership and depth. They want to be introduced to what life is all about. But when all you do is fill them up with a drink and smoke weed with them
and want to lick their fucking toes and the pussy all day long and all that shit, bro, you ain't being no different than these other fucking whack motherfuckers on the street.
Yeah, real quick, I just want to say, he said, got to lick a toe. Damn, he talking about licking saw off the lip and licking toes today. You have to go rock this out. No,
motherfuckers, these motherfuckers will get no pussy and just sitting there eating pussy all day. Joe ain't never going to give you no pussy. Can I eat that pussy again real quick? Can I eat that pussy again for you go out tonight? Like, and that's real.
Yeah, I just last thing, always remember what she says to another man doesn't mean she's going to do it with you. There's a lot of women out there who hate men and find it very immature that they play video games and they're big-ass kids. But when they get around real motherfucking men, not only do they enjoy it, they want to be a part of it. I'm telling you guys, women, they're weird like that, but when they smell M-A-N, they will change their behavior for that person. It's the weirdest thing in the world, but I'm telling you, that's the secret of the sauce. And I want to say for E tomorrow, because it's our holiday. It's our holiday tomorrow. Side dude day tomorrow. So I just want to wish you a happy side dude day.
Enjoy it, bro.
Yeah, because everybody right now is buying shippity bitches. Then the next day they fuck us for free. They bring us gifts. So I just wanted to welcome you. It's just happy side dude day for tomorrow, Eve, if I didn't get a chance to talk to you, man. So,
yeah, I got, it was one of those things where my girls used to tell their men, their steady men, to buy them unisex watches. They'd be like, she'd be like, yeah, I asked him to get me that men's watch, so I give it to you.
Yeah.
So you better watch out what you buy your girlfriends, guys, because if you find out, she's like, hey, do me a favor, buy me that Cartier watch. And it's like, well, that's a men's watch. Yeah, no, I like men's watches sometimes. Sometimes they look good on me. And you ain't never going to see that watch on her, bro.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, guys, so next, hey, we appreciate you all, guys. Y'all know how to get in touch with
fell in the sewer. My bad. Right, baby, the watch you bought me, it fell in the sewer, baby.
I can't be fucking with you like that. Come on, man. Stop that shit. All right, look,
that
man.
That earrings. Oh, that shit. They tell on the sink. Fuck. All right, man.
Hey, if they did fall out of the sink, they call one of these suckers to come and get it out of the sink. So she can go give them the gift, man.
That's right.
Hey, never get mad at these women. It's not their fault. They're only going to do what you allow them to do. Remember that, guys, okay?
Always.
Yeah, always. All right, guys, we'll see you guys next Monday. Y'all have a good one. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Peace. It's motherfucking sin. Jesus, can we turn this shit off?
Shit fell in the sewer, bro. Oh, shit.
You made my sides hurt, man. Oh, my.